was Morty Tarrigan.
Come sit. What are you doing? Don't, what are you doing? Don't get undressed. Don't take off your shoes and socks. Come sit and listen to a show.
Hey, Zeus.
Hi, Kyan.
Oh, and Yehuda. Oh.
Morty, if you see anyone come to the waiting room, you'll let them in?
Yeah, I already did a few.
Great.
I made them clean their shoes first.
I appreciate that. It's very proper.
Morty, you're hidden behind boxes or something.
No, it's I'm hidden behind my light shield, so you don't see all this light that I have here.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's better.
When we last left our heroes, we had just read the Shakla Tarin of Bezim and Bez about proving that Or means nighttime. If you recall from the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda Borkit, Bodkin, Orlar Basar, Rabasar, Shachar, Shasabir, we had proved that Or was Ortahu, and we concluded with the Shema Minah. The Rishonim asked a question. They say, if we already concluded with the Shema Minah after the Raya about 40% of the way down Beis Amid Beis from both Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, why do we need to bring another proof from Masayar Ba'asar Ba'asiyas Malacha, which is what we read last time, and then we bring another proof after that from Masiya Masuos, another proof from Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim, and another proof from Apelos Lor Shmonim, and then another proof, finally, in the middle of Daf Gimel, another proof from Tfilas Yom Kippur, and then another proof, finally, in the middle of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, from the Tani Tevei Shmuel. Why do we need so many proofs if we've already proven it? And here there are three answers in Rishonim. Rabbeinu Hananel here, near the top of the Beis of the Beis, says, he asked, "V'chemin shenisbarik yizehu or shashanim mishnasenu or tohu lamali lemeimar o tashma." Why do we need to prove the same thing over and over again? Yishlomar ki lo mizo mishna levada shemani ki or tohu elagam yishlam lilmo mizo ha'acheres. Okay, it's not exactly clear what kind of answer this is. He says, "Why do we need to prove it again? Because not only from this mishnah can we prove it, but we can prove it from a different mishnah as well." Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying it's just good to prove things more than once. Okay, it's not so clear. It's not, you know, he doesn't explain why you need to prove things more than once, but apparently he thinks that it's good to show that you can prove something more than once. The other Rishonim were not satisfied with that. They needed a better reason. And Rabbeinu David, a little later in the sugya, says, it's not really good proof. The machlokas between that we started our Masech with, between Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda, does Or in the Mishnah mean Laila, or does Or mean Yom? The problem is that there's a third possibility. Maybe Or can have more than one meaning. So just because you've proven from one mocker that Or means Laila is not yet a good proof, because how do you know it always means Laila? So therefore, they want to keep bringing proofs that if you can prove enough times that it means Laila and it never means Yom, then maybe that'll be good proof. They keep bringing proofs. And in the end, they don't, they only stop when they bring a proof that in this mission it means Or, it means Laila. How do they know this mission means Laila? We didn't get there yet, but in the middle of Gimel and Aleph, we have a parallel version of this Mishnah, which says Laila instead of Or. So Rabbeinu David says a proof's not sufficient because just because it means Laila here doesn't mean just because it means Laila there doesn't mean it means Laila here. The Maram Chalava gives a third answer to this question, and he points out that when we read Gemara, we're not necessarily reading it, you know, in the historically accurate fashion. No, we read the Gemara as if it was written, you know, from the beginning to the end in the order that we're reading it. He says that's not how Gemara was written. The Gemara was a compilation of different Gemaras, as it were. You know, each base medrash, each yeshiva in different cities, different places, different Rosh Hashivas, had their own Shakta Vataria on the Mishnah. And then Ravina and Ravashi, or whoever put the Gemara together, put them all together into our Gemara. So Chalom says the reason we have redundant proofs is because in one yeshiva they brought this proof, in a different yeshiva they brought that proof, in a different yeshiva they brought that proof. And then later someone put them all together into our Gemara. So it seems redundant, but really each yeshiva only had one proof. Okay, so those are the three answers to the redundancy of our sugya. Either Rabbi Hanan, it's just good to have extra proofs. The Rabbi David, it's not really good enough to prove it once, because that just proves that it can mean Laila. It doesn't prove that it always means Laila. And Amar Chalava, each proof was from a different yeshiva. Okay, now let's get back to the substance of the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda about name Basaya Basar Asar Basiyas Malacha. So there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosos here. In Rashi, Dibra Maskal, Asar Asiyas Malacha, and Tosos Dibra Maskal Mei Masai, as to what they're dealing with, right? Whether they're dealing with a minhag or dealing with a din. Rashi says, Mei Masai, Asar Asiyas Malacha, Ben Makum Shenagubo. Meaning, in the place where there's a minhag, where does Rashi get that from? The first mission, the fourth parak says, Makam Shenagu Lasos Malacha Rabbi Yitzchak Man Chatzos Olsin Makam Shenagu Shelo Lasos Einosin. Right? It depends. The morning, the afternoon is the Nisr Gomer, but the morning of Erev Pesach is Toloi on Minhag. So Rashi says it's Toloi on Minhag. So if the morning is only Minhag, so Rashi says the Machlokas here is just on the contours of the Minhag. You know, is the Minhag from Alos or is the Minhag? Or sorry, is the minhag from Or, whatever Or ends up meaning, or is the, which we didn't end up proving in this paragraph, in this piece of Shaka Vataria, or is the minhag from Hanetzachama? Tosos disagrees with it, and Tosos brings three questions. Tosos says, well, his first question is that in Dachnon Heim and Aleph, later in the fourth parak, right, Einir Lurid, the parak Makar Znagum, Mukhmehedid, Rabbi Yehuda, Itlei Surah. That Taka is a good point, and Dafnat Ham and Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Dafka, it's Machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir thinks the Minhag, and Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's a Din. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Machlokes and Din. That in Yehuda, they held El Pidin that was Motz to Malacha, and in Galil, they held El Pidin not to Malacha. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds the Din, then Rashi can't really say it's a Minhag. His second question is the Loshon here is Asr. So how can you say that it is a minhag? Okay, that's not such a strong question because, you know, it could be that Asr can mean Asr al-Pi minhag. Just because one or two places in Shas Asr means Asr al-Pi din, you know, that doesn't mean always. As a matter of fact, I just want to point out there's lots of minhagim that are called Asr in various places in Shas. His third question is, how can they argue about a minhag? Just look what the minhag is. Rashi already answered that question. And Rashi said, what does Rashi say here? Sorry. Mishasa or Aval Kodin Lakena Filu Nagu Butla Daitan. No, the minhag, the question is, what's the minhag klali and what's Butla Daitan? Butla Daitan means if one guy or one group of people do something weird, then they don't count because their das is butla to everyone else. So therefore, it's shayat al machlokes even in minhag, meaning what's the real minhag klali? Of Am Yisrael, or of half or a third, or something of Am Yisrael, and then if you have one little shtetl that does it differently, it's Batla Daitam, and we don't care what they do. And therefore, it's shy to argue even a minhag. Okay, the first question, I don't want to get into it too much, but the Achrona were more bothered by the first question. It says before Shandafnun, hey, that Rabbi Yehuda answers up, he did. So how could Rashi say here that it is, Alpi Minhag? So, look, over you can answer in one of three either technical or fundamental ways. You could say that, although this is a chiddush in Rashi. You could say the Dochach is what the Achronim here point out, that maybe Rashi just meant Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is a minhag in this in this price. But he admits that Rabbi Yehuda is a din. Because Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa is din. When he said it was only a minhag, that's only for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's a little dachuk. The second possibility is to say, this is not found in the Achronim here, but you could certainly say it, that only in the Galil, the people in Galil held that was a din. Maybe over here, he's talking about the people in Yehuda, and for the people in Yehuda, there's no din, and it depends on the minhag. Okay, that's also a little bit dachuk. It sounds like in Yehuda, they didn't have a minhag either. The third possibility is to say, and this is what the Pnei Yeshua here suggests, it's a big chiddush, that when in Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, they said minhag and din, Rav Meir said minhag, and Rav Yehuda said din, he didn't mean really din. He meant two kinds of minhagim. He meant minhag of Chumra B'Alma versus a minhag of an Isser. Meaning, this is a big chiddush, maybe, when Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a din in Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, he meant the stronger kind of minhag. As a matter of fact, the kind of minhag where you could say bala daita, it depends what the minhag klali is, and it doesn't depend on each person's personal practice. That's a big chiddush between Yeshua, that Isser in Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph means minhag. L'chor, what he's saying is there are sort of tzvei dinim of minhag, right? Now, he doesn't say this, but we know Rav Shechter, one of Rav Shechter's favorite things to say in the whole world, in the name of Soloveitchik, is that even dinim derabbanan are not just things that are made up. They have to work within the conceptual structure of the Torah, the extensions of the conceptual categories of the Torah. And even minhagim, this is without getting into where Rav Shechter got his famous, where Rav Soloveitchik got his famous kulas for shaving in Sfiras Omer and 3 weeks until Rosh Chodesh. Even minhagim are extensions of the conceptual categories of the Torah. Meaning minhagim are not just some things people do. Minhagim are expansions of the din, are working within the framework of din. So I think it could be what the Pnei Yeshua is trying to say is, no, there are two kinds of minhagim. There are two kinds of minhagim. There are minhagim that are stam minhagim. This is what we do. And then there are minhagim that can be called an isser because they're minhagim that expand the din. They're minhagim that integrate with the din. So that's a big chiddush to Pnei Yeshua. There's two kinds of minhagim. Minhagim that can be called an isser because they integrate with the din, and minhagim that don't integrate with the din, that are just minhagim. But that's what comes out of this Pnei Yeshua to answer up the Kashra and Rashi, and each one has a little bit of a chiddush, either a dochak in terms of reading it in the Gemara, or a dochak in terms of being mechadish new conceptual categories. Okay, we might be more attracted to mechadish conceptual categories, but we don't know for sure what's right. So what's the first, the strongest Kashra and Rashi? Rabbi Yehuda, the Fi Rashi, and Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. He says it's an Isser, and Daf Beis and the Beis. He says it's a Minhag, it's only Malkum Shinagu. So what are the answers? One answer is, this is found in Pnei Yeshua and Sfas Emeser. Okay, Pnei Yeshua is good enough. The Pnei Yeshua said that this is Rabbi Yehuda, and this Rashi only meant Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The second possible answer is that this was in Galil, and this was only talking about Yehuda. Again, it's a chiddush that even in Yehuda, there are people in a minhag lesser. Or what the Pnei Yeshua suggests as a big conceptual chiddush is that here, Isser meant the more serious type of minhag. And here, minhag meant also the more serious type of minhag. And therefore, there's no steer at all, but then you have to say there's a conceptual chiddush of Bey's dinim in minhag. There's a minhag. I mean, his lashon is. I don't know if I have his lashon here, but not, I'll quote it the best I remember it. Okay. Anyway, his lashon is the minig v'chumra bi'alma versus a minig lesser. And I think what he means is a minig that becomes part of the din and a minig that is not part of the din. It's just something people do. Okay, so that's a fascinating central chiddush that would come out of answering Tosas Kasha Rashi. I can't prove to you whether it's right or whether it's wrong. Okay, let's go on to the machlokas for Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda itself. What is the machlokas?
Can you move the computer a little back so we can see the whole board?
The problem is that I can't.
The right side is not seen.
I know that. The problem is they like built a little like mechitza here, and it restricts where I am. So let's see if we could rearrange the furniture here. I know. I apologize. We had the board good, and then they built a new mechitza. So let's see if that will do. Okay.
That's quite good.
Thank you, everyone, for your help. Oh, thank you, Shmuel. Noah, did you also? Okay. It's okay. It says in the first Shabbos for Nasan that if your thoughts do a mitzvah and you're an anus and couldn't do it, you get tired. Okay. So what is the machlokas between Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda? So the... The Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov holds Mishas Ha'or, which we're still not sure, although in the end we think that Or means nighttime. But we're not 100% sure if he meant from nightfall or from Alos HaShachar. And either way, he's okay, because nightfall is a whole day, and Alos HaShachar is also a chiluk that Chazal always made. They often differentiate the night from the day. You know, in Halacha, we always differentiate the night from the day, not such a big deal. Just like in Tanesim, which is the example that he brings that we read in the Gemara yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda thinks Mishas an Eitzachama. Why does Rabbi Yehuda Taka think Mishas an Eitzachama? Why does Rabbi Yehuda think Mishas an Eitzachama? There is almost nothing in Halacha we find us Mishas an Eitzachama, which is what Elazar ben Yaakov's tying against it. Where do we find to split a day? But he must have had some svara. Why was his svara to answer only Mishas an Eitzachama? What does Tosu say? Chiddush Iran said the same thing, but Tosu's good enough. What does Tosu say? Why did he answer
Mishas an Eitzachama? Paulim.
Exactly. He's Mishas, and he says Paulim, right? He says, right, this is something that also in the Sugya of Kitov, we mentioned this Sugya. Tosu says the Paulim only started working at Eitzachama. So if there's a minute to answer work, then they only answered work from the time people work anyway. Meaning, why have a minig for aser work when people aren't working anyway? So therefore, it's a very practical thing. So why Mishas an Eitzachama? Tosas gives a practical reason. Tosas gives why Mishas an Eitz. Tosas gives a practical reason. He says, Shas Knisas Polin. The Me'iri gives a more theoretical reason. The Meiri later on in Daf Ben Hey says a big chiddush. Says the Meiri.
The reason is when the Knisas Pauline, wouldn't that have a big effect on what kind of work you are allowed to do? It would seem that somebody in his house wants to fix a door, he could do it.
I'm not convinced of that. They were just talking about the normal kind of work. Normally, if you go to work in the right, they don't fix a door before they go to work. Get up, they hurry, they daven, they eat breakfast, and they run to work. So it was more like a common thing.
Maybe according to Rabbi Nitam, laws is not Kriyat Shema, is the Neitzachama. So Tosfos has a much better terrace. He could say, Uvikumecha, the shot that people get up is the Neitzachama. I don't know, it doesn't say that, but.
Perhaps, but that's a big chiddush. You're right, according to Rabbi Tam, it's a big chiddush that people got up then, but okay, we'll leave that. That's a bit of shitas yachid anyway. Now, the Meiri later on, he says, no, he gives a more fundamental reason. He says, b'mokom she'ein ikar gadol lasor, dai b'hanitzacham, shuhu yom gomer. Right, what does the Meiri say? The Meiri say, it's only Yom Gomor Eitz Achat. It's only fully day after sunrise. Now, all the Issurim in the Torah all started Alos HaShachar. All the Issurim in the Torah all started Alos HaShachar. But that's if they're really Issurim with a very strong reason. However, since this is a very weak reason, after all, it's only a minhag, right? Therefore, because it ain't Ikur Godol Lesser, since it's a weak Esser, we don't apply it to, like, basically day. We only apply it to a time that's fully day. And it's only fully day after an Eitz Achama. Only Yom Gar and an Eitz Achama. And, I mean, I'll write his Lashon rather than me paraphrasing. I think his Lashon was, Imakom Shein Ikur Godol Lesser, meaning there's no strong roots for the Isser. Something his Lashon was, I don't have it right here. Something like that. Shehu Yom Gomer. That's Yom Gomer. This is a big chiddush of the Meiri. Now, it's an interesting question. This is a big chiddush of the Meiri. Maybe this chiddush is Achlok Tzim Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Lozman Yaakov. Rebbe Lozman Yaakov says, what do you mean? How can you split a day? But why is this a big chiddush of the Meiri? Because what's the status of Hanitzachama? When does the day start? So here we find something funny. We find that the day starts in halacha in general. In general, the day starts at Alos HaShachar. Right? The day starts, all the Issurim of day started Alos HaShachar. All the mitzvos of daytime started Alos HaShachar. Okay, Kriya Shema, you have to wait a little longer to say Kriya Shema, because by Kriya Shema, we have a special drasha that... okay, exactly where it comes from, it's a big machlokas. They have to wait till Achi Yakar, Betchilos Lavan, Achi Yakar is Habero, the special Nisha Yakar, for Kriya Shema. Okay, maybe that has to do with Bekumecha. We're not getting into that now, but in general, all mitzvahs of the day start at Alos HaShachar. However, we find the Mishnah Megillah, and Megillah talks about daytime and nighttime, right? The Mishnah Megillah of Chaf Bei says, Kol HaYom is kosher, L'kriyas Megillah, Kriyas Al, T'kiyas Shofar, dot, 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 and Kol HaLayla is kosher for dot, 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 dot. But it says, all the things are kosher during the day, Ein Kornes HaMegillah, V'lo Mullin, V'lo Tovlin, V'lo Mazin, V'chein Shemesh Yom, K'nei Yom, L'o Tidbol, Ad Shtei Tzachana. You can't do any day mitzvos until Hanei Tzachana, until sunrise. But if you did them all after Amar HaShachar at dawn, it is kosher. And what does Rashi explain there? What is the normal, the standard, the conventional wisdom, the standard Havana, is that Alos HaShachar starts the day. The day starts at Alos HaShachar. However, lechatchila, we wait for certain things for Hanitzachama, or we wait for most mitzvahs until Hanitzachama, because Rashi Ina called Bekiyem, it's very hard to tell exactly what's the dawn, and exactly when it is, etc. Sunrise, you see the sun. There's no mistaking that. You can't make a mistake about sunrise. And therefore, to be on the safe side, we wait for sunrise so that we don't mess up. Okay, sounds like there's only one clear definition of day. The day starts at Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar, Bi'ad, Tzeis HaKochavim, the Gemara says, also in Megillah. That's the Pashup Shot. And why do we find an Eitz Achama for some things? Well, we find an Eitz Achama that you have to wait for Bris Mila and Megillah V'chachila till an Eitz Achama, just so that people don't make a mistake. We find an Eitz Achama for Shacharis, because Yiraucha and Shemesh are actually Fanecha, okay, it's a special key to daven at the time of sunrise, Kivasikin. Okay, so it's good if it's not Shasat Chak to wait for sunrise, but just as a Xera. The Meiri here is saying a big chidush. Says the Meiri, it's not Yom Gomer until Hanitzachama. It's not fully daytime until Hanitzachama. Not a matter of people might make a mistake. If people might make a mistake, that's the only reason to be Machmer, to say, wait for Hanitz to do a bris just to be on the safe side. Here it's a Kula. Rebbe Yehuda says, the Isra Malacha only starts with Netzachah. Because it's not Yom Gomer, meaning it's mostly daytime after Alos HaShachar, but it's not fully daytime until HaNetzachah, because it's missing one aspect of day. It's missing the sunrise. And so I think the Meiri could read this Mishnah Megillah very, very differently. Right? Two very, very different, meaning, ways to understand what when is the beginning of the day in Halacha. The conventional understanding say Alos HaShachar 100%. Alos HaShachar is the beginning of the day. The sun rising has nothing to do with starting the day. It's very useful for various purposes, right? We saw, according to one shita in the Rishonim, it's useful for traveling safely, etc. But, says the Meiri, no. He says, it's Yom at Alos HaShachar, but it's only Yom Gomer at HaNetzachama. It's only fully dated at HaNetzachama. And I think this way, this would have different ways of understanding various things. So number one is the Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, why lechatchila ein korin is a Megillah ad HaNetzachama and other things. Bechuli. So Rashi says, and all the Rishonim are saying, Zera shelo yiteh bisman alos hashachar. No, you have to wait for Netzachama. Just, you know, mistakenly do it before Netzachama. People are in a big rush, and they might do it before Alos HaShachar. Right? But what you could say is no. Is that Mechachila, do it in Yom Gomer. Yeah, there's a basic definition of day is Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar and Netzachama are not two equal things. Basically, daytime is Alos HaShachar. However, it's not fully daytime till HaNetzachama, and therefore the Chachilei should kayim the full kiyum of daytime and wait for Netzachama. That would be a big fish. And it would also affect the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And the truth is, it sounds like the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is one crazy Shita. That Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, what are you talking about? You're crazy, etc., etc. But not so pashut. I mean, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov told him, Kol Amunach. I'm not messing with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Right? I don't mess with any of the previous Doros. Certainly not Tanoi. But in the mission of Haman Aleph, Beis Hillel says, like Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel are out of Netzachama. And the Rambam Paskin's out of Netzachama. So we actually Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Shomar Paskin's out of Netzachama. It's not relevant. Nowadays our Minig is not for Asur at all. He says, in a place where the Minig is the Asur, it's from a Netzachama. So Shita's from Yehuda. The era of Pesach. If you said, well, Alos HaShachar 100% day, you would say, like Tosfos. Knesset Polim, you're right, it has nothing to do with daytime and nighttime. It just says, with Knesset Polim, they made the Minhag. You know, the Polim used to go to work, they ate a Minhag, the Polim stopped going to work. That was their Minhag. So therefore, the Minhag developed after Netzachama. Or the Mihiri, which I admit is a bit of a Shitas Yachid here, says, nope, Yom Gomer. Nah, they're only answering Yom Gomer. Why? Because really it's day from Alos HaShachar, for real Yisrael. But this is only a minhag, right? This is only a minhag. Now he doesn't think it's a strong minhag, but it's a minhag. For minhagim, it's enough that even though it's really yom, you don't have to keep the minhag until it's yom gomer. Until it's 100% yom, the minhag is a minhag. Okay, this could also, perhaps, although we're not 100% sure, affect the question of tefillah kivasikin, right? Of shachris after hanetzachama. Right? Should you daven shachris after an Netzachama? Now, everyone agrees that it's best to daven shachris kivasikin. Okay, man, most of us are not so machbe nowadays. We're not all machbe nowadays. Seder. Okay, you don't have to. But forget about vasikin. There's a big machlok shoshonim and achronim. Adding a mazay, even though shochanar is clearly one way, is it better to daven after sunrise than before? The standard psak in the shibur, and most people I know, some I know hold differently, is that it's better daven after HaNetz than before, right? If you have a choice in two minyanim, of a, you know, of a 5:30 minyan, which davens before sunrise, or a 7:30 minyan, which davens way after sunrise. L'chachili, not let daven 5:30, you have to daven 7:30. Right? That's the makom musa. So it's an interesting question, right? Is it better to daven shachris after hanitzacham? I mean, this is all, it's not really a topic. I'm getting distracted. But it happens sometimes. But it's a fascinating question. So if you say that alosa shachar is really daytime, then maybe you should say, and there are no examples of Shogunar Hapaskin this way, the Atarsi came on the side and others, and there are people nowadays who are knowing this way, even though it's not the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, there are old Jews who still don't follow everything that says the Mishnah Berurah. They remember back in the days when, you know, some people held like the Mishnah Berurah and some people didn't. You can say that without getting into the Shitas, that it's not better. No, it's not better. It's better to daven kvasikin. That's a special thing as the sun is rising. But if you're not daven kvasikin, it's no difference to read before or after. You could say no, which is arpsak. Better after hanitzachama. Why is it better after hanitzachama? This is the Mishnah Berurah. And most modern day poskim, maybe you could say, because it's Yom Gomer, after all, Shachar is supposed to be in the day, in the morning of the day. Menachah is supposed to be in the day, the afternoon of the day. Maariv is supposed to be at night. And therefore, it's better to daven Shachar than Yom Gomer, if possible. Okay, you could also say that or better after Hanetzachama because of Shema Yitta. After all, maybe you say, no, it is better, but only because it's dangerous, so you don't accidentally daven before a los. Or, more simply, because of Yira'ucha im Shemesh. I'm not getting into it, so tell me the Rav spoke a lot of the Yirtzei Shiurim, whether Yira'ucha means Kriyash or means Tfilo. Let's assume it means Tfilo for now. Okay, Stira Mashi and Brachas, when we learn Brachas, well, Sunday, we learn every Masechet, hopefully. Right, Mashiach will come, we'll get stained rust forever, and learn every Masechet here. Or at least we'll stay with us for 37 years. Maybe after Mishael come, they'll write Gemara. All the Masechtas will stay for 60 years. The Yeruchim Shemesh, maybe there's a special idea that Tefillah should be with the sun. Okay, so you give lots of explanations. Maybe it's not strong enough, but it's just interesting. The Iri is a big finish, and this is really what the Rav said in his Yard Zeit Shiurim that I poo-pooed the other day. Right, Miller came to me. He was furious. That, you know, how could I disrespect the Rav? He brought me 100 varieties, that's right. He didn't bring me this one, but he could have. The Rav's big fetish, I said in Bina Shmashos, it's not a mainstream Shita. This is also not a mainstream Shita. It's one Meiri hiding in the middle of the fourth paragraph of Sachin. But it is the Rav says, no. Why do we have a funny Bina Shmashos? Because there's two Agdaras of day and night in Halacha. There's day and night as defined by light, Alosa, Shachar, and Tzeis, and day and night as defined by sun. There's, you know, Vayikrot Gamla Or Yom L'Choshech Har Laila, and there is Es Hamaor Gadol L'Mishel Hayom Es Hamaor Katon L'Mishel HaLaila. From Es Voracious, right, the Rav, as you know, philosophy as well as Lumbus, love to find two aspects of things all the way from Es Voracious. So there's day one and day two. So he says, no, there's a true gender of day halachically of Alosa Shachar Tzeis of Kochavim, which is a quote from Pasuk in Nehemiah of what they call the day. There's a true day in halachically of Hamor Hagol Shal Sayom, when the sun is up is day. And there are two different contradictory definitions of day in halacha, each of which has their place. Again, it's not a total parallel because no one's going to say the dinim between Alosa Shachar and Hanetzacham are exactly the same as the dinim between Shkiyas Hacham and Tzeis Hakochavim, I understand. This would be a good raya for the Rav, that the Iri would fit well with the Rav, that there really is a definition of day which depends on the sun and not on Alosa Shachar. That's not the main difference. definition of day. But it's 90% day. It's good enough to be day for Elos HaShachar. It's not Yom Gomer. It's not totally day until you have all aspects of day. Till HaNitzachama, and that can really change the way we look at a lot of halachos starting from here. Okay.
Rabbi Lichtenstein had a Raya Gmura for the Rav when he said from Arvi Psochim, when they asked the question, why you can't eat matzah ben Ashmashos, and Maharam said, Baina Laila Vadai, Rafulastavasa Balaila, Baina Laila Vadai, as ben Ashmashos, can you read the low Laila Vadai?
That was his Raya. But we can explain that, I mentioned the other day, in the standard conventional way. That being a shmosh, not Laila Vadai, because we're not sure when, like Tosaf said in the Beis Ma'alef, the conventional way, we're just not sure when the three stars come out, because we're not sure what kind of stars are count as stars. Nothing to do with sunset. It's just because once the sun sets, we start to be misupak as to when the stars are coming out. So that's not a
The Rebbe there seemed to be going against Tosfos, who said Boin and Chamishasa, and the Maharam went against
that. Okay, so I have to look into that. I have to consider that. Okay, leave that to our team for now. Okay, Rebbe, let's move on. The one last thing I wanted to point out before we get a little off the daf, is the machlokes between Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov and Rebbe Yehuda. Tosfos asked the question in Dibur Maskol Heichan. What is also pointing out? There's lots of Yisurim there about a mate that only apply to part of the day. He points out, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov seems crazy. What do you mean? We never found our Rabbanan split a day. And then we say, but if Or means Yom, didn't he himself split daytime and nighttime? No, that we find by time of Sefer. Rabbi Yehuda says back, isn't the day itself split morning and afternoon? That's from the Torah, that's not from the Rabbanan. Does the Rabbanan add the fifth and sixth hours? At least the sixth hour, we'd be passing the fifth hour as well. That's our chukka. Okay, so Tosaf points out, what's he basically asking? Again, he doesn't, tells every Tosaf is in Tomer Yishlomer, even though he doesn't say that, right? But sometimes he just says the wrong order. He says, here's the explanation, which then explains this phenomenon. He says, in Tomer, we have lots of Yishlomer, right? Lo yochal adam in a mincha l'mala, right? Arbi psachim samach l'mincha lo yochal adam, and arbi etc. Right? We know there are many yisurim that only apply in part of the day, such as you have an appetite, so you can't eat for part of the day. So Tos says, don't we know there's lots of yisurim that only apply in part of the day? It says no, those have a svara. That's different. Tos says it's different if it has a svara. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's question is not, can we ever have an Isra part of the day? Of course we can. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's question is, can we ever have an Isra part of the day without a Svara? What do we mean without a Svara? Everything has a Svara, right? Meaning, Chazal never ruled dice and decided what rules to make without a Svara. What was the Svara? Mishas Knesis Polim. So the answer is, no. Mishas Knesis Polim is not a Svara. There's no reason why we should only answer it Mishas Knesis Polim, and not beforehand. There's no logical reason to answer from when the workday starts and not to answer, who gave the example of, right, fixing your door in the morning before work. No logical reason. It's a historical reason, not a logical reason. It so happened that they used to go to work, they stopped going to work, and that's how the minute became crystallized. But there was a historic, just because it's a reason doesn't mean there's a logical reason. That's what Tosfos is saying. Some things have logical reasons. Like, it makes sense that this needs to be usher and this needs to be mutter. Other case, no. It makes no sense that after an eight should be usher, before an eight should be mutter. It's just that's the way it happened because, like, that was the common case. That's not a svara. The common case that used to happen is not a svara. A svara is there's a logical reason why this is worse than that. Not, well, this was common, so they started a minute about it. So that's what just we'll end with this part at this point, which is the question on Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. From many Isurim Durabana, such as Lo Yochal Adam Min HaMincha Ulamala, right? You can't eat, so you won't ruin your appetite for matzah, even. Or Shabbos, we have a lower level Isser, right? But Arvi Psachim, assume that's what he means. Lo yochol adam min chol mala. He means the Pesach, which is a very an Isser that's very chamer. The first mission. Okay, we all know the first mission. Arvei Pesach. We all went to elementary school. Arvei Pesach and some of the mincha. Lo yochol adam ad sheteshach. So answers Tosos and the Ran and others. So Tosos, Arvei Lozem and Yaakov meant only if there's no svara. And here there's no svara. There's a historical explanation, but that's not the same as a svara. There's an explanation based on what the common case was, but that's not a svara. Svara means that if we weren't looking at how people started this minhag, we just thought of what would make sense in the first place. Would we have said this? No, no way. Okay, we're getting Dovid says, oh, there's a language we're going to have too. David, he says, everyone says like Tosfos, like 10 Rishonim here say like Tosfos. David says a little differently. What does David say? What's Rabbi Lozman Yaakov's objection? David says,
it's not connected to the day.
What?
Not connected to the day as a whole.
Exactly. What does he say? Says Rabbi David here. Says, why not bring a proof in the fact? That's what everyone else says. How about the sheet is that the Isser Malacha is only from Chatzos, according to Rashi, the Isser is only from Chatzos the minute beforehand. And even according to Tosfos, the Mishnah in our in Malkum Shnagos says only from Chatzos, there's a sheet like that. So, everyone else answers, because there's a Svara. That's different. It says Rina Dabi, he doesn't say because it's a Svara. He says, Min Meisha Elo Shnagu Isser Ba'atvam Ratzu Lasoso Yom Tov. They want to make it a Yom Tov. V'chim and Chikani, Efshar She'elam Mitzoso Asur Mitzoso Motor Shlomatzinu Yom, etc. Right? He says, no, they wanted to make it a Yom Tov. Meaning, what is he saying? Rabbi Lozman Yaakov's objection was not that you can't make an Isser part of the day. Of course you can. Rabbanim can make whatever they want. Meaning, a Yom Tov has to be either a Yom Tov or not a Yom Tov. If you want to say, don't do Malacha after Chatzos so you'll have time to prepare the Seder, you're not making it a Yom Tov. That's a practical thing. Fine. But if you want a Kiyum in the Yom, a Kiyum in the Yom has to be all or nothing. That already starts to make a lot of sense. And he says, the kiyum in the yom has to be all or nothing. If you're not doing the locha to give yourself free time to set up the Seder table, which is, maybe you shouldn't say it, and Malkum Shnagu, then it makes sense to ask for part of the day. But if you want to make it close to the yom, then it has to be all or nothing. That's why Rai brings from, the Gemara starts asking, from Tanya, answering Rai from Tainus. Tainus is also kiyum in the day. So says we're getting David, he says that no. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov meant only a chalos in the yom. Ratzu lasoso. Lasoso. Yeah, I guess. Yom Tov. If you want to make an Isser, you can make an Isser for many hours you want. That's the chazal work. If you want to make a chalos in the yom, then that chalos in the yom has to be 100%. Has to be 100%. Okay, that's a big chiddush that he understands. What was the nature of this minhag? What's the big chiddush? He understands that chatzos, the din of chatzos, and the minhag of all day, are not the same thing. Just are not quantitatively different than one another. They are qualitatively different from one another. The Manda or Chatzos says, in order to give you free time to prepare your Karban Pesach, right? That's what he says right here. Again, he says, Mechatzos olamala, eino shi yom asur asis malacha. It's not to the day should be asur. El sha asru malacha b'sha shchitzah pesach, mosham shalmi, eino b'din shi karban, so karban shi, oh, sorry, he says, because it's shchitzah pesach. Okay, we'll have to get back to that. It's a shashchit of Pesach. Sorry, he doesn't say he like Rashi. He says like Tosos, but that's not a din in the. That's not a din in the yom. But here, this landowner wants to make it a yom tov. If you want to make it a yom tov, then it has to be all or nothing. Okay. The now, I want to...
Can you understand? Tell us a statement about Svara in the context of what the Rav said about the extending all the Rabbanans are an extension of what the Torah does, and therefore that's what he means by Svara. You have to have some kind of basis for extending it.
Even if it's a minhag, then this would be a good raya for the Rav that all minhagim have to fit into the conceptual structure of halacha. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, that is a good point, because you're right, it's a minhag, it's not really a din. Then that would be a good raya that has to fit into the conceptual structure of halacha. Okay, I am a kabel. Let's see if I can get a picture of the board. Okay, we're going to have to appoint a board monitor. Who knows how to take pictures? Who knows how to take pictures? Who has a phone? A smartphone? Can you take a picture of the board, please? It's going to be a little tricky because of this heftek. You know, try to get it like as centered as possible, but you're going to have to be a little slanted just because of this cubicle. Okay, now with your permission, I'm going to go a little off the duff and say our Gemara is all about extending it to the morning. Me'ikar din is the afternoon, right? We paskin, the morning's only a minhag, and in Armakomos, we don't have a minhag. I don't know if there's some other makom, but, you know, the standard halachas farm say Armakomos, we don't have this minhag, but I'll be din, it's also from the afternoon. I'll be din, you can't work in the afternoon or Pesach, it's more or less like Cholamoid. I actually once worked, I had a previous career. I'm retired from working with computers on Wall Street back in the 90s, and I had a contract. I wrote in vacation days. I said, for Pesach, I get 8.5 days off from Chatzos and Erev Pesach till the end of the eighth day, right, instead of having to then make it a work day and have to say it's a Devar Avid, just make it not a work day in the first place, because that's Ikra Din. You can't work on Erev Pesach afternoon. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, whatever. Work on Erev Pesach morning. We don't work 5 days before Pesach. Bekoshi, anyone works any day. But back, if you those remember the old country, you have to go to work all the time. The Seder. Okay, so after Chatzos, there's an Isser Gomer to work, Rebbe Osai. What's the reason for that Isser Gomer to work after Chatzos? What's the reason for the Isser Gomer to work after Chatzos? So this is a famous machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Nun and Aleph. On Daf Nun and Aleph, that the Mishnah doesn't say it's also working for Chatzos. Just says that if there's a minhag not to work until Chatzos, you can't work, and if there's a minhag to work, then you can work until Chatzos. Obviously, that applies if it did not to work after Chatzos. Why not? So Rashi says here. So you shouldn't be busy with your work and forget to burn chametz and shech the Pesach and prepare matzah for the nighttime. The mitzvah truch mod yom k'dil hasik ma'ir, because it's a mitzvah that you have to prepare the Seder during the day in order that you can start the Seder right away. You have to grab, you have to start the Seder really quick. Okay, so to prepare, to have time to prepare for Yom Tov, Rashi says, and even though the Rosh Hashanah Pesach, it's clear that he means even when there's no Pesach, you know, even Zanazay, you still have a lot of things to prepare. Now, technically, what's this Rashi talking about? What time period? Technically, Rashi's going in the Mishnah. Technically, he's talking about until Chatzos. Why some people have a minhag not to work until Chatzos. All the Rishonim assume the Ramban and the Ran and the Maram Chalav and the Rabbeinu Dabra and the Magen Mishnah, and I'm probably forgetting a few others. They all assume that, you know, we're not going to differentiate between before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Within Rashi, Rashi means some people have a minhag before Chatzos, other people have the day after Chatzos, but the reason is to give you time to prepare for Yom Tov. That is Rashi. Tosus degrees, Omer Rishon Yivadim, first Rishalmi, Tosus quotes Rishalmi. What's Tosus Chiddush? The Ramban makes this explicitly. Tosus Chiddush is not what it says in Yerushalmi. You could all open up the Yerushalmi and read. Tosus Chiddush that he thinks that the Bavli would agree with the Yerushalmi, meaning that everyone agrees with the Yerushalmi. It's not only a sheet of the Yerushalmi. Maishna, what does he say? Why an Erev Pesach is also work after Chatzos, unlike regular Yontif? The answer is because you're bringing a carbon. Maybe carbon also remlacha. Whenever you bring a carbon, there's an issur melacha. Every day you bring a carbon is a shikl yontif, and there's an issur melacha. Also, we'll see hesped and tanis. Now the Gemara asks, hold on a second. If so, then why is it okay? Tell me, so why is it all the issur melacha? The answer is easy, because you're only allowed to bring carbon pesach after chatzos, right? That's only something basket. Then the Gemara asks something fascinating. Hold on. If so, then every day we bring a lacha, we bring a carbon tamid. Right? Remember, bring a carbon, I mean, that's English, but, you know, lachra, the carbon, often means, or maybe carbon. Maybe carbon doesn't mean you go to the Beis HaMikdash. You're not a Kohen, etc. Maybe carbon means you pay for the carbon, it's worth on your behalf. So every day we're making a carbon, because we all chip in shkong, we bring carbon tamid. So it should be us who work every day. So the Yishami says, no, that's crazy. That's impossible. Because it says, Yasafta de Ganecha. Obviously, you have to work some days, and every day there's a Tavit. So it must be that you're allowed to work even when you bring carbon Tavit. Okay. That is the, yeah. Okay. Good question. First of all, it's not Tosos. It is the Yishami. This is the quote from Yishami. So the answer, I think, would have to be, it's a good question, they have to be, who's the mate, who's the bite? Basically, maybe means bite, right? And Kachin is a bite of a carbon, and we're all the bite. So you could have said, no, the whole point of Mishmar Maimed is to, like, transfer that responsibility, but we're still all the bite. We can't transfer that. So he assumes the bite. I can't help but mention the very clever Turing ethic that I stuck into brackets when I turned 4 into 5. It's a very clever Turei Evan based on this Rishali. The Turei Evan is the Shagas Aryeh on Shas. More than safe on Shas, but it's maybe safe on Shas, the Turei Evan. In Megillah, it says something really weird. It says that on weekdays we only lay 3. Why don't we lay more aliyahs on weekdays? Because mitzvah melacha. But on days when there's no mitzvah melacha, then we lay more. Like Shabbos and Yom Kippur and Yontif and Chol HaMoed, when there's not, you know, you could work there, not so much work, and Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, we lay 4 because there's no Bittul Melacha. So everyone asks, what are you talking about? Of course we work on Rosh Chodesh, Ma Pidom. And Rashi and Tosos say something very, very challenging. Rashi and Tosos there say, who doesn't work on Rosh Chodesh? If you ever heard them in Hagim form, I don't know nowadays. What? Women, right? I don't know nowadays. Nowadays, it's very different. You know, the women are not staying home doing laundry all day, but some of them are. But most of them, whether they like it or not, some do, some don't, are going out and working as lawyers and doctors and teachers and whatever. They all go to work on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but the original men, it was women, didn't work on Rosh Chodesh. So the Torah Shmuel says, Rosh Chodesh, you have 4 aliyahs because the women don't have to go to work. And then everyone wonders that, what are you talking about? The women aren't the ones in shul here in Leining. Only the men are here in Leining. Who cares if the women work? The women are not the ones here in Leining. And, you know, do you want to be Mechadish that women are chayav to hear Leining on Rosh Chodesh? That's a very big Kiddush. You want to say that women regularly went to shul? It's a big problem. Like, what does one thing have to do with the other? You want to say, it doesn't mean bittul melacha, it just means specialness, you know. Anyway, Rashi and Tosos are very dochok. They're stuck. Says the Turei Evan, very clever. Anyone here ever learn Tanakh? Right? In Tanakh, it sounds in a few places like they didn't work on Rosh Chodesh. Right? It sounds like there was some reason not to work on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, you never know. It was a minhag, this, that. Send the Turei Evan something very clever. Again, not with the next line of Tosos, just with the Yerushalmi. He says, hold on a second. V'yasafta de ganecha z'gzeres akaso, that the Tamid doesn't aser malacha. However, there's no gzeres akaso that a Musaf doesn't aser malacha. A Musaf still aser malacha. I'm just as much the Bayan of a Musaf as I am of the Tamid, right? The Tamid is my shkolim and the Musaf is my shkolim. So he says, whenever there's a Musaf, there's an aser malacha. Okay, Shabbos, check. Yontif, check. Yom Kippur, check. Chol HaMoed, check. There's an issur melacha. not the same level, but basic level. Rosh Chodesh. Says Rosh Chodesh, there's a Karban Tamid, a Karban Musaf. If there's a Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, then there's an Isser Malacha. Because there's no Xeris and Kasim to Matzah Malacha in this Karban Musaf. He says, straight out of the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi doesn't say anything about this. He says, the logical conclusion from Yerushalmi in Pesachim is that there's an Isser Malacha, there's no Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. He says, therefore, so why don't we have that? Why is there a minig of women who, you know, pockets not even so clear if they would be included, because after all, they don't give shkala. So he says, very pasha. Nowadays, they say after the Churban, there is no Musaf. In the Zman Churban, there's a Heter Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. But in the Zman HaMikdash, there was an Isser Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. That's why in Tanakh, there are psukim that sound like they didn't work on Rosh Chodesh. And that's why when they made the Takana Kriyas HaTorah, who made the Takana Kriyas HaTorah? Not the Amoraim, not the later Tanaim, the Amshik and Sagadola. That was the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So since they made the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no bit of Malacha because you didn't work on Rosh Chodesh. Very convincing taina of the Torah Yevon. Again, convincing if you assume, like Tosos, that the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi, right? Because if you want to say that we don't agree with this Yerushalmi, it's not going to help. But if we accept this Yerushalmi, that's a great hesper for why the Gemara says there's no bit of Malacha or Rosh Chodesh. Okay, just one of these very clever Torah Yevon that you can never forget. What? Wasn't it Ezra that was... Yeah, that's not Shikas and Gadol. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I said. He made Kriyas HaTorah, and when he made Kriyas HaTorah, there was an Isra Malacha, and that's why he made four Aliyas or Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, exactly.
Rabbi, is that assuming, like, the Balaam Or Shita there, that also on Erev Pesach, then, it wouldn't apply any longer? Because nowadays, we also don't bring up Pesach.
But we don't pass like the Balaam Or.
I know, but we don't, meaning all the Rishonim rejected and assume that it still applies nowadays. So, meaning the Torah Evan is working within the fact that it doesn't apply nowadays.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so we'll have to get to that. We'll get to that.
In the last paragraph, in the
Halakh, it says that. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Let me just read out the Chesky. But again, Torah Evan is basing himself off the Yerushalmi, not off all the Rishonim here. It'll work out according to many of the Rishonim here, but it's not a kasha of the Torah Evan. Because you work out according to plenty of your showing here.
Isn't it Turi Evan? Isn't it Turi Evan forcing himself when it says that Vito Malocha, that the Gemara uses for the reason that there's no Maftir Benav? I mean, it's forcing it to say that that's the reason of the number of Aliyahs.
No. I don't think that you are. I don't think that you are correct.
I'm not saying he's wrong. It just doesn't sound like that. It sounds like that's the reason. Why on Rosh Chodesh and aim after your Minavi?
No, because there's Bitul Malacha. Says, Kol Sheish Bo Bitul Malacha La'am, Korin Gimel, She'ein Bo Bitul Malacha La'am.
Then he goes on about the Nav.
Rosh Chodeshim, B'chulish Aloi Dalit. No, you're thinking of the Gemara. It says right there, Chol Amoyim Rosh Chodesh, you lain our Dalit for Elias, because there's no Bitul Malacha.
But then he goes on to the reason why there's no Navi, and he says, because Anyan...
Okay, but that's a different inyan. That's a bitul malacha. That's an iser gomer malacha. We only have.
But that maybe the pasuk chat is that he changed his mind about the bitul malacha.
Okay, that's a chiddush. You could say the gomer changed their mind. Okay, but that's a chiddush. Okay, let's get back to our topic. Tosos says different. So here we have machlokas Rashi. Tosos Rashi says the iser malacha is to give you time to prepare for Yontif, and Tosa says the Issur Malacha is because of the Karban. Tosa says the Issur Malacha is because of the Karban. Okay.
Whereabouts are arguing? Could Rashi be talking about the midnight in the morning and Tosa about the Issur in the afternoon?
The truth is, what you could say, but all the Rishonim assume that Rashi is talking about the afternoon as well. I admit, I can't prove it from Rashi, but all the Rishonim assume that. Without
that, gets the Pnei Osher.
Something horrible about that. It's not horrible. All the Rishonim assume Rashi is talking about the afternoon, and I'm going to go with them.
What Tosfot would say the minhag in the morning is for the same reason that there's an Isser in the afternoon?
We don't know. He might say the morning is a harchaka for the afternoon. Right? That's mentioned by the Rishonim. He might say the morning is a harchaka for the afternoon. He might say the morning is like Rashi. You know, we're not sure. We have no idea. We can't say. He might say the morning's like a rain and dove, they want to make him into a yontif. Right? We're not sure. So, let's at least talk about the afternoon. Right? Esther Malacha Achar Chatzos says Rashi, at least according to the way all the Rishonim understood him. And again, without exception, the Ramban sounds this way, the Ran is very clear, the Marachalab is clear, the Meridab is clear, all Al-Attar, the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam, you know, who quotes this Gemara, also assume this way. All the Rishonim assume that Rashi is talking about the afternoon as well. Rashi says, Sheyehei Panoi Lehachin. Then you'll have free time to prepare for the day, right? Whatever it is, Matzo Maror, Bismanazeh, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And Yerushalmi and Tosfos say that there's an Isser Malacha Bisman, or even the Yom. Okay, here the Yom is only half day. The Yom Havas Karban. Isser Malacha B'Yom Havas Karban. The Bir Halacha points out there could be a nice nafka mina between them. What's a nafka mina between them, says the Bir Halacha. He says, what if Pesach is on Matzei Shabbos? What if Pesach is on Matzei Shabbos? Are we having that this year?
Yes.
This coming Pesach is on Matzei Shabbos, right? Okay, yeah. So come up this year. What if Pesach is on Matzei Shabbos? Is there an Isser Malacha Friday afternoon? Good question. Right? So says the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha. The Nafkamina is Pesach Shechal the Matzei Shabbos. Right, so we're not going to ask, is there an Isser Malacha Shabbos afternoon? I mean, it's Shabbos anyway. Is there an Isser Malacha Friday afternoon on Yud Gimel Achar Chatzos? So says the Bir Halacha, you want to say, according to the Tosfos Yerushalmi, there is no Isser Malacha on Yud Gimel Achar Chatzos, because it's not the time of bringing the Karban. We would bring the Karban on Shabbos in time of Isser Mikdash. It's Docha Shabbos. The Malacha no Filu Shabbos. But according to Rashi, he wanted to say that there is an Isser Malacha B'Yud Gimel Achar Chatzos. Why? Because you have to prepare on Friday. You can't prepare on Shabbos. Meaning, besides the fact, Zachana from Shabbos to Yontif, but most of the things about Malacha anyway. Meaning, how do you prepare matzah on Shabbos? You have to bake it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And therefore, there should be an Isser Malacha. So, he said that is enough meaning of Rashi Tosos, and it depends whether you're really possibly more like Rashi or really possibly more like Tosos. He thinks that the consensus of the poskim is like Tosos, and therefore he doesn't say both in Mukhla, but he says, Efshar, he says it seems to me that we can be makel on this because we really possibly like Tosos more than Rashi. Tosos says to Asur Bizman Hazeh, even without the carbon Pesach. But clearly only when it used to be Usher in the time of the Mikdash, right? And the time of the Mikdash, it only used to be Usher when we brought the Korban Pesach. Meaning, Tosfos says you're right, even when you don't bring Korban Pesach, it's to Usher in the time when we shouldn't theoretically bring the Korban Pesach. But Friday afternoon, then you get what we wouldn't theoretically bring the Korban Pesach, right? So yeah, you're right, it's Usher nowadays on your Dalit afternoon. But we can't extend that to your Gimel. That has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. The other Nafkin, of course, is the Machlokes, Balamor, and Ramban about Isman Hazeh. If you say the reason is you'll prepare for Yontif, then Pasha that it's also Isman Hazeh, like everyone except for two Rishonim, right? So, Pasha, the Usher, Gam Isman Hazeh, because even nowadays you have to prepare for Pesach. Everyone knows it's a big deal to prepare for Pesach. I'm not talking about cleaning your house. That's already over where our bus are. Preparing the Seder is also a lot of work. But if it's because the Shkik is like carbon, then Yesh La'ayin, right? Right? Not sure. If it's Asr Bizman Azeh. On the one hand, there's no carbon Pesach, so why should there be an Isser? Yeah, even without the Tori Evan, who gives an example of his photos, I mean, just Svar Pshuta. When you bring a carbon, you can't do malacha nowadays when there's no cover, you can't do malacha. Or do we say, once it's usher, it stays usher? This is the famous machlokas, the Rizkias and the Balamor hold mutter b'zmanazeh. This is a big kula. The Balamor says that there's a famous sheep of Balamor. B'zman hazeh, you're allowed to work in every Pesach achar chatzos because it was only for the carbon like the Rishalmi, and nowadays there's no carbon. And the Raivi points out, I don't know the Rizkias by heart, but the Raivi points out, he got this in the Rizkias. The Rizkias, Rabbi Yitzchak, I know he sounds like some obscure person you never heard of, perhaps, Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Gias, but he was one of the most chashuv rishonim. You know, you see, like, in Halach Maisa, in the Torah, the Beis Yosef, Poskim, you know, he's one of the pillars of Psak. He lived around the time of the Rif, or Rashi, etc. One of the earliest Rishonim. And he wrote a book of Halacha. And Taka, I put it on the sheet, I think, that he says exactly what the Balamor says. He says, "Va'arvei Psachim Mizman Hazeh Ke'erev Yom Tovim." I have Pesach now, it's just like a regular Erev Yontif. Okay, nowadays nothing special about Arvei Psachim, and the Baal Amor says the exact same thing at the beginning of the fourth parak. Who perish for Yerushalmi, he quotes the Yerushalmi. And etc. We can't all make him. Shabbosman hazeh she'en karban dino shar rosh shar every yom tovim. Okay, very very clear sheet of the Balamor. Everyone disagrees with him. Why does everyone disagree with him? Partially because of the riff, because the riff brings down this halacha. He brings down the Gemara here. And after all, the riff is only writing for Shabbos hazeh. Right? The riff's not the Rama. He doesn't write for Yom Hashanah. He's only writing halacha that are shayach Shabbos hazeh. Which is why he only writes on Masechtas and on Prokin and on Dapim, those Masechtas that are Shaykh Mizman Hazeh. So they were dying from the Rif, strong gear from the Rif, and almost all the Rishonim, perhaps all the Rishonim disagree. We already said Tosos, right? The Mashmaos of the Rif, and everyone else here, the Mochamos, and all the Rishonim. All the Rishonim disagree, the Rambam. Right, he doesn't say anything that only applies to the Mikdash. He says, because of Shechitas but he doesn't say it only applies to the Mikdash. So I'd say that the Rambam, it helps Yontif.
The Rambam didn't even say because of the Shechita. It says it's the Zman Shechita.
Correct.
I mean, it might be that it has a special Yontif.
Correct, I know. Okay, so basically, all of the Rishonim disagree with the Baal Amor, and they all say Shaykh Ibn Mizman Hazeh. They seem to have a good taina, which is like, it was only Zman HaDeis HaMikdash, you know, why would the Mishnah say anything about this, right? The Mishnah's not only, I mean, oftentimes that's Zman HaDeis HaMikdash, but it should also come nowadays. Okay, so all the Rishonim disagree with the Baal Amor. So here we have a machlokas. And of course, this is totally in the Chakir. Once you start with Rashi, so nothing to talk about, of course, Shaykh Ibn Mizman Hazeh. Start with Tosos, that Tosos mechadish, but he knows the Chiddush that it's also even Mizman Hazeh. Misvar, he wouldn't have said so. Tosos says it because the Gemara sounds that way. It's like, you know, if in all the books of Chazal, no one bothered to say it doesn't apply to Mizman Hazeh, Mistama it does. Tosos doesn't explain why, right? He says, even though it's for carbon, it still applies to Mizman Hazeh. So the Rishonim basically have two tainas against. What are the two tainas against the. What are the two tainas? Against the Balamor. What are their two tainas? So the two tainas, the Rabban brings two tainas. Most Rishonim bring two tainas. I know the Rav here only brings one of them. I think there are only two tainas against the Balamor. Okay, you could. What? The Ran said the same thing as the Lachamos, I think, actually. Right? In the end, I think the Ram really does not. I don't know if he adds anything to Machamos. Maybe he did, but I think he's basically the same as Machamos. What are the two tainas they have? Okay, you could dress up and enhance the tainas a little. What are the two tainas that everyone has against the Balamor? Someone tell me the two tainas against the Balamor. The first taina against the Balamor is Dover Shabbat Minyan. There's a rule, Darvish of a minion, Sarach minion, Acher. Well, actually, that's not true. There's three times against Baltimore. But the first time is Darvish of a minion, Sarach minion, Acher, Latiro. Right? What's that rule? Right at the beginning of Beitza, that's a principle of Old Rashas. Darvish of a minion here meaning a count, a vote of the Chachamim. Anything duly legislated by a legislative body of Chachamim, Sarach minion, Acher, Latiro needs another legislative act in order to revoke it. Meaning, another word for this is that the Achron Latiro's Batal Tam, Lo Batla Gzeira, even if Chazal made Gzeira for some reason, and the reason disappears, the Gzeira still stands. Okay, we can talk a lot about exactly why that is, et cetera, but we're not going to now.
Can't you argue on that, though, that there's two kinds of things. There's Batal Tam, and but those man, that if you make a thing because at this particular time you're not allowed, but here the time is
okay. Morty, hold that thought. Okay, can you hold that thought for 2 minutes? You're absolutely right, but okay. First let's see what the Rishonim say. What does the Ramban say? He says, first of all, he knows what we discussed in the previous year, right? So he says, it's funny, he's in the fourth parak, but he knew the order we would discuss things each year. So the Ramban says, Zapsak bab machteres al divrei Rabbeinu Hagadol. You're bab machteres against the riff. You're sneaking up on the riff. Lefikach nita lo lahatzilo. He leaves out the word benafsho. You know, sometimes it's more powerful to leave it to the reader's imagination, right? I think the Rabban is a literary genius, right? If he had written nita lahatzilo benafsho, would say, oh, kids, a little exaggerated. Says nita lahatzilo. Everyone in the head says benafsho. Oh, he didn't write that. But then it sticks in their head. Okay, as we know, the Ramban liked insulting the Balamor. That doesn't mean he had personal animosity against him, as Vahi Basufa, we know, but it meant that in the style of how they learned Torah in the days of the Balamor and the Ramban was like the style in many places in Chazal, where you, the style of Machlokas was to speak very harshly and forcefully. So he says, because Shahu Paskal Mishashelu Marshal Le'abel Alachos, since the Rif quoted the Mishnah and the Gemara, okay, the Mishnah made one. You could say he quotes all the Mishnah, but he quoted the Gemara. Also, the Alachos obviously applies to the Manazeh. Mechain Iker. And he says that's Iker, as I said, not only for the Rif, for the Mishnah. Shel Malikain, are you showing the Mishnah some of Osei Psacha and the figures? They should have said it's only in the time of the Semitish. Okay, the chain mash mistam machlokos and rei rabbanon shall smash lam nem rudvan. After all, the various Tanaim argue about this, and the days of the Tanaim, meaning the Tanaim, most of the Tanaim mentioned the Shas, there's no Beis HaMikdash, right? The old Tanaim there was, but not most of the Tanaim we're familiar with. Ve'eni Rishalmi nosei tamal machmir bo tchila, bo pshin nesar dover nesar li olam chol makom, shafilu nami batal dover lo bat la gzera chiyam o beiz din v'yatir, shkol dover shab minyan, sarz minyan la atiru v'isim sechaz beitzum komo sachir rabim harbe. The kolshkin v'zeh shafilu ha'is nakal shem tachad ar mahani mo leske matzo marar, ve'in beiz din v'shrashay la hatir dover shish manidna na ve'ra. When we come up on low, Hutter said, Zomi Chuvis, Rob says, okay, and then he brings a riot. What's his first reason? What's the reason? Oh, sorry. Say the schema of the Rambam, right? I don't even say the Mashmas of the Rambam. All service man has said that. Why? So says the Ramban and everyone else. Dovership and minyan. Sarech. Minyan acher le'atiro. Then the Ramban adds that it so happens that even though the original reason for this issur was not because of preparing matzah maror, it's also helpful to prepare matzah maror. Meaning, even if Rashi wasn't the reason, it's not a nice fringe benefit. And then he says, you know what? Once it is a fringe benefit to save you far from Aveira, again, Aveira, quote unquote, not having your matzah maror in time, then you can never not do it anyway. Any Zera that's made that has a fringe benefit that keeps you halachically better off, and then the reason goes away, but the fringe benefit stays, even another minion wouldn't be matzah. Okay, so that's the main type.
The Ramban says Minuda Vera. Does it mean the same thing that the Rich Ben Gat says? Rich Ben Gat says there are Gozer and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov because of Minuda Vera. Like, not Gozer, but in general, Kolos Melcha,
I don't think so. I don't think so, because I think he means the iske matzo gmor is the nidna avira. Because otherwise, what would the nidnun avira be? But it's the same thing. Yeah, I mean, all Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you have to have a few hours where you don't work to prepare for Shabbos and Yontif. And here you have to have more hours to prepare more things. So it's the same. It's the same thing, just quantitatively larger. Okay, the Riven adds another time. Well, okay, let's go through the Ramban. Then the Ramban says what it said in the end. The Niral Figimara Tenu Shatam Afimpe Matsu Moro Shatuchasim Rubim Shar Yom Tov Lachrim Tzas Livim Chatzi Shah Yosir Yivir Rashi Zal. Okay, whether it's a Chatzi Shah Yosir is a big machlokas. Do we mean 2.5 hours every Erev Yontif and 6 hours Erev Pesach, or 5.5 hours every Erev Yontif? He's saying, okay, maybe his sheet is 5.5 to 6, you only need a small reason. What does he say? His second reason is. No. I mean, here, it's not really a reason, right? Reasons the Baal HaMor is wrong. One, Darsha B'Minyan. Hayes, Rashi. Right? He says, maybe the bodily holds the reason is because of Rashi. Who says the bodily is the same as the Rishalmi? Right? Meaning, maybe the bodily is holy on the Rishalmi. Right? That's the second thing he says. He said, even if the bodily agrees with the Rishalmi, they don't think that's the only reason. They think the reason is also because of this. So maybe the bodily thinks the reason is for Achana. The writer gives a third time here.
I have a question. Maybe the Baal HaMor assumes that the Yerushalmi is the right, though. We're not talking
about. Give me a second. Or read the Tzlach. I know, the Tzlach also said that. So what does he say? He says the Ravid. Here's the Ramban and many others. Here's the Ravid. But all the Rishon Esfara, they all say more or less the same things the Ramban, as the Ram did. And if you look at the others, they also wrote the same thing. He says, Mehera Yibane Beis HaMikdash. What does the Ravid say? In many places in Shas, we see that they made Xerah Mehera Yibane Beis HaMikdash, meaning, I know, we've been corrupted. Corrupted is a strong word. Our senses have been dulled by all the centuries of Golos. So we think that Beis HaMikdash is like something far out disconnected from reality. All right, but when the Churban came, Chazal said, maybe by the Beis HaMikdash, we don't want to forget about the Beis HaMikdash and just make it into some like abstract concept that we believe in. No, Beis HaMikdash, maybe this year, maybe next year, maybe the year after. Right, and therefore they answered many things because of Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, right? One day of why, if we don't raise it, you can be Chadash from the morning of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Why did they aser it all day? Because Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, when we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, you won't be able to eat it until they bring the Karban. And so we do have Xeris Mehiri. So maybe say Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. The reason does apply, because next year there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you can't do Malacha when you bring Karban Pesach. Okay, that's the right between. There are two possible reasons. There are three reasons. But you're going to say one reason is they say, like Rashi, the reason is Hachanas Matzo Maru, nothing to do with the Karban. Or you say, even for the Karban, there are two reasons why the Yisr could still stand. Either because the Darshan Minim Sarkhan Yachabatira, or because the Behavi Bada Besanikdash. Out of these three reasons, the Baal HaMor is wrong. Out of these three reasons, the Baal HaMor is wrong, which is the strongest reason, do you think? Number one, the first. Why? Because the second one is Rashi. He's only Rashi. We don't hold like Rashi. But it seems like the Bavli thought like Rashi. Where did it say the Bavli thought like Rashi? It didn't say that anywhere in the Bavli. That's a theory, right? Base a theory. It could be, but there's no reason the Baal HaMor has to agree. Gimel is also a theory. Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. You know what? Sometimes they were Gozer Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. They weren't Gozer everything Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. We don't do everything for Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. Some things yes, some things no. So these are not so hard. This is the most difficult question. Why? Because It's a din klali l'kuli alma, right? The darshim in shavrinach leitiro is not something we find once or find twice. It's a general din l'kuli alma. Everyone agrees. No one in Shas disagrees with darshim minyan, and no one says darshim in shavrinach leitiro is only in some things, right? Okay, so some question it or seem to honor it in the breach here and there, but in the Gemara, it's pretty clear. This is the most difficult kasha on the Balmor. So what we want to figure out is, how does Balmor answer? Right? Answer the kasha from Dabashim and Minyan. And I think all the answers have already been set. Right? By people on the Zoom. How does Balmor get out of the question of Dabashim and Minyan Achatiro? What is the tzlach? The tzlach is probably in brackets, right? That's good. No, the tzlach is not even in brackets. Okay, so what does the tzlach say? How does the tzlach say the Balmor gets out of the question?
Joel? Not a takana.
It's not a takana, it's a daraisa, meaning all the Rishonim assume the Yerushalmi is a drabbanan. However, Tosfos says the Yerushalmi is a daraisa. And as a matter of fact, Tosfos has a good point. What's Tosfos raya? There's not me having Tosfos. What's Tosfos raya that it's a daraisa? The psukim. What do they say? How do we know it doesn't apply to Tameh? Because the Pasuk says this after the Ganecha. If it was a Rabbanan, how can you bring it from a Pasuk? Maybe that's what the Pasuk says, but the Rabbanan were more machmir. It's not such a good rhyme. It's like, this is the kind of Pasuk that, like, we can't live without. You know, it's like, not just the Pasuk said, like, obviously people have to go to work. You know, even Migrabbanan, people have to go to work. You can't say, but Migrabbanan, you don't go to work. So that's such a strong rhyme. You could say that, it's not like, oh, they bring a rhyme from the Pasuk that children from the level of the Raisa. Because maybe your abundance is different. Now, here they bring a right from Pasuk Saf to Ganecha. Even if Rabbanan, people have to go to work. You can't say Rabbanan. I mean, the rice is going to work, but Rabbanan, they don't. No, that's going a little too far. So, but Tosos the Raisa, so says that Slach, the Balamor holds like Tosos, that it's the Raisa. And if it's the Raisa, then there's no din of Darbisha Minyan, Sarf Minyan Acher, Lehatiro. It's funny that in some ways, the Rabbanans are more strict than the Raisas.
I don't think the Rav Omar, I don't think he went, I don't think the Tzach went that far. I think the Tzach just said that it's a din in Korban, and if there's no Korban, so then there's no Gzeirah.
The Tzach said, give me a second, the Tzach says, Lefima shekasu v'tosos v'shem v'yushalmi she'asur min ha'tobro v'shem Korban, v'dover she'asur ha'tobro lo shayach she'nesar b'minyan. Now, I understand what you're saying. I'm calling the Tzach. Says the Tzach,
Balamor said Likach Asru.
What?
The Balamor clearly holds Zera Banan. He says Likach Asru. That's why it's not Shayach in the Balamor. It's nice in that general.
Give me a second. Balamor. What does it say? Likach Asru. And it would be dumb to say Likach Asru, they applied it into the Torah. Okay, but let's start with the Tzlach. Okay, I understand you're saying it's dumb in the Lashon. The Yeshla Ayin, a Lashon Balamor, Lekach Asru. You're right, he makes it sound like Derabbanan. Right? But it's an Ifter to Araisa, and therefore there's no rule of Dover Sheva Minyan. As a matter of fact, he goes back and says, give me a second, he says, so what's Derabbanan, or we say that is what Tosa is thinking. If Tosa says an Ishtar Raisa, how can he say it applies even as Manazeh? Good question. So maybe it's a minhag? But the point is, it did not a minhag. That's the whole point. So the Tzlach wants to say, maybe, hold on, what about the time they said Mikdash if someone was Tomei or Derek Rechoka? Did they work? So the Tzlach wants to say, what did Tosas mean? And the Ramban say, even though it's no Raisa when you bring a carbon, back in the time they said Mikdash, they also asked people who didn't bring a carbon. That's a number two minyan, and that applies even to Manazeh. Even though they only asked the people who didn't bring a carbon because everyone else was, and it's pasnish for you to be the 1% who aren't working because you're stupid or lazy or at least unlucky and don't bring a carbon. But that applies even to Manazeh when none of us bring a carbon. Okay. Maybe, I guess, because we're stupid and lazy and don't do enough tshuva to rebuild the base of Mikdash. Okay.
So, there's a little problem in Tosfos. The last line of Tosfos, on the one hand, Tosfos says it's midoraisa, and then he says nirdafa zman hazeh leka hakrav akim shenesar az asur la'olam, which is a davar shib minyan type argument.
Correct. Tosfos is very tricky. That's what the Tzach is grappling with. I don't think he blames Tosfos. He blames the Ramban, right? But if we just... he says without Tosfos. He also throws in Tosfos. The Tzach is grappling with this. He says, my answer for the Baal Mor is so good that it's Doraisa, and therefore there's no Darsha Minyan. Then what's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos says Doraisa and says still Asur Rizman Azeh. And therefore he has to say, no, Tosfos thinks there are two steps. It was Asur Doraisa. And Midrabbana, they also Asur on a Tameh V'derech Rechoka. And the Isur Doraisa doesn't last Rizman Azeh. But the Isur Darabbana on Tameh V'derech Rechoka applies even Rizman Azeh, that we're all not able to bring the Karban. Okay, that's a Chiddush in Tosfos, because you're right. Tosfos is a little funny. Just because it was usher then, why should it be usher now? After all, if it's a Doraisa, there's no rule of Darsha Minyan, Tzarech Minyan, Achalatiro. So I don't really have a better answer.
Rebbe?
I don't have a better answer than the Tzlach, even though I admit the Tzlach is making something up in Tosfos.
Rebbe, the Rush is in Tosfos' schematic, and the Rush makes it clear that it's about Minha. That even though it was Doraisa back then, the Rush brings a Raya, which is really another time against Baal Mor. That even if it was done, like, for example, in the olden days when they used to have the carbon for the eight sim, right? So they would all have this practice. And they made it a yuntif on that day as well. And then even though Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Rush quotes from, right, was no longer in the time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, nonetheless, it was the minhag to keep it. So you see that even if there was a thing that was a Doraisa thing beforehand, Jesus, koach minhag, there's an obligation to still abide by it, as you see from there.
Aha. In other words, maybe even after Chatzos the minhag. Oh, we say it's not a minhag. That means it's not a minhag that depends on your place. It's a minhag of everyone. Maybe that's what Tosos meant. Tosos meant, but the minhag still lasts.
That's not convincing.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so.
When Tosos says that it's Doraisa, then where does it fall? What's the makor?
What's the makor? Why it's the rice is a great question. Lachor, if it's the rice, you should have to have a makor. And Tosos does not say the makor. The rice, he says a svara. Meaning, Yerushalmi, you don't have to say it's the rice. Right? He says, ain't no din. It's not logical that your carbon should be carbon, you should do malacha. What's the source for that in the Torah if it's the rice? It's a fascinating question. What's the source in the Torah for this? Not sure. Okay. Let's move on a little because we have to get to the ikkar of what I want to say here. Now, and so the Tzlach says it's the Raisa, which is a little dachuk in the Baal Mor, because he says Lakach Asru, which is the Lashon of Drabanan, and he doesn't agree with Tosos that the Minhag remains even as Manazeh. Okay, Tosos says it, but just because Tosos says it doesn't mean that it is true, and even if you could bring a Raya from Mesbach HaSaneh Ben Binyamin, that just because they have the minhag doesn't mean that we have the minhag. Okay, so that's
the Tzlach. I don't understand why
we don't want to say, one second, we don't want to say different than the Tzlach. After all, the Baal Mor doesn't sound like the Tzlach. The Baal Mor says, I'll read the line again that Chesky pointed out. Thank you, Chesky. Says the Baal Mor's Lashon was, Lekach Asru Lasos Malacha. The Kach Asru sounds a little like a Drabbanan. Okay, so what could you say? What does everyone want to say to answer of the Bala, the Rabban's Kash of the Bala Mor? Without saying it's Doraisa. Let's say it's not Doraisa. After all, we have a good point. There's no Pusik. It's a little hard to say it's Doraisa. So how do we want to answer the Rabban's Kash of the Bala Mor of the Rishab Minyan?
One way is to say that it was just exerit of somebody who brings a carbon. So if you don't bring
exactly.
a carbon.
Isn't that what Morty also said? Exactly. You could say, what was the Xera? I think it's much easier. The Tzlach sort of gets there by making it Doraisa. He says, what's Doraisa? It's only been the carbon. Forget the Doraisa. What was the Xera? There are two ways to view the Xera. Say, the Xera was not to do Malacha. Biyom Havas Karban. And so Taka, it's never bottle. You can't do Malacha Biyom Havas Karban. But it's not the Yom Havas Karban. Meaning, what was the Xera? What I'm claiming is, the Pashut Pshat is, what's the Machlokas between the Skod Hamachlokes between the Ramban and the Baal Hamor. The Indian Dover Sheminya. You could say, well, we don't like this. That Ramban and the Baal Hamor. Maybe the Ramban thinks it's a Xera Durabanan, and the Baal Hamor thinks it's an Isser Doraisa. As you said, we didn't like that in Lashon Ramban. In Lashon Baal Hamor, I agree. Or you could say what he goes on to say, that the Baal Hamor thinks it's an Isser Doraisa, and the Ramban thinks an Isser Doraisa, like the Tzlach says, plus also a Xera Durabanan. Okay. More or less the same thing, right? But that's not what we want to say. The more pashup shot is, this is the tzlach. The more pashup shot is that we think this is the simplest shot, that they both admit it's a gzeira d'rabbanan. What's the difference? The Ramban says, gazru rabbanan shelo la'asos melacha be'erev pesach achar chatzos Mipnei HaKarban. Because of the carbon, they made it Zera, not to Melachin or Pesach Achar Hatzos. But Latam, but Latam, lo but Lakzera, Dabashim Minitz or Minyan Achar Latir. But what do the Lamor think? They made it Gzera or Pesach. Or Pesach not Gzera, it was just that Hechitensi. Gazru Rabbanan, Shalom La'asos Melacha, Biyom Havas Karban. One application was Erev Pesach Chatzos. They never made a gzeira on Erev Pesach. They made a gzeira on the karban. Is it a din b'yom or a din b'karban? Is it a din b'yom and the tam is the karban? Erev says it's a din in the karban. Well, the Ramban says no, it's a din in the yom and the tam is the karban. So Ramban says, who cares if the tam applies? It's a din in the yom. But the Baal Hamor says it's not a din in the yom. It's a din in the carbon. When there's a carbon, the xera applies. When there's no carbon, it's not that the xera's bottle. The xera never applied in the first place. I think that's what Morty wanted to say before. I think that's what Joel wanted to say before. That Slash was not comfortable saying this. He had to bring it to a Doraisa. But I think the most push-up shot is that they both admit it's a xera drop on it. They just argue what's the, not what's the reason. The reason is carbon. What's the nature whether it goes over there? Goes or it didn't in the yom because of the reason of a carbon. Even if the reason disappears, not sure it's a minyan latiro. Or where they go there, a din in the carbon, which happened to apply today, but there's no din in today, there's only a din in the carbon. No.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a great question, but I feel like it's a dangerous precedent to say, like, no, this isn't really a xera d'rabbanan, it was only a much more narrow, limited thing. Isn't that a good precedent to be able to undermine other xera d'rabbanan that if you don't have a little bit of a minion?
Could be, but you know what? There are plenty of posts who do that. Meaning, there are plenty of cases where you don't say Dabash Minister of Minyan Achar Latira, but yeah, I mean, you call it a dangerous precedent. Maybe it's not a dangerous precedent. Maybe it's a useful, logical precedent. You just have to know how they were goes there. Where they goes there means sometimes you know explicitly, like for example, the Mechilas Kvod of the Nas Yachid and the Shonim and the Ma'an Post, you don't say otherwise, and we're not going to start dropping names. The Xera, for example, of Gvinas Akum. The Mishnah says they made the Xera Gvinas Akum. They refused to tell anyone why. They said it's just the Xera, you have to accept it. We'll tell you why next year. Clearly, what that Mishnah is saying is that the Xera Gvinas Akum is a Dabar Shem Minyan. Their goals are in Gvinas Akum. Their goals are only on Gvina made this way or Gvina made that way. Which is why, Ad Hayom Hazeh, we answer all Gvinas Akum, regardless of whether the reason applies or not. Right? On the other hand, the machlokas between the Chassam Sofer and the Kli Chadash, as it was stated very nicely by the Chazon Ish, is how about Cholav Akum? Right? What's the nature of the Xerah Cholav Akum? Was Cholav Akum also a Darshan Minyan? There were goes or a din in Cholav Akum, a din in the Akum better? Or no, Cholav Akum is not a Darshan Minyan. There are goes or any Cholav that might be from a trace animal is Aser. Midoraisa only 51% likely. Midorabanan, anything that might be from a trafe animal is usher. Okay, and it's not a din, you know, it's not a din in the akum. It's a din in the suffix of Chalav Tmeino. Okay, that's the Machlokas. That's why the Chasam Sofer and the Aruch HaShulchan, etc. say you can't do Chalav Akum, you're 100% sure it's for a cow. And the Chazon Ish says, we're not going to do Moshe, like the Fri Chadash, that what are you talking about? It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. What do you think? It's Kvinas Akum, that it's a Din in the Akum? Nah, this isn't a Din in the Akum. This is just not a Din in the Chashash. So when Noah's saying that's dangerous, so you accuse the Chazon Ish of being a dangerous reform rabbi, you might be the first. You won't be the first, and you won't be the last, right? It's only, you know, only modern Orthodox people in the 21st century who think that the Chazon Ish is a traditional, you know, conservative, lowercase c, you know, rabbi who just wanted to do everything the way we did in Europe, right? Chazon Ish was a tremendous mechadish who broke every minhag and, you know, and couldn't care less what we did, what we did in Europe and reformed all of Judaism. Or at least try to. Half the time he succeeded, half the time he didn't. Okay, we're not doing sociology now. You could discuss with Eric Kefet how come, suspiciously, his successes were more common in the Chumras than in the Kulas. Like, in the Chalav Akum, he didn't succeed. But he didn't succeed in most of the Chumras either. Or at least some of them, you know, like the double Shiurim, he did succeed. Okay, thank you. Now.
Rabbi Balamura has a problem. The Baal HaMor, what about outside of Yerushalayim Bizman HaMikdash, according to the Baal HaMor, there was no special din then? If you're Bedera Chorchoka.
What?
That sounds, if you're Bedera Chorchoka, even Bizman HaMikdash, so then there shouldn't be any special din of Yudalit. And that's kind of strange. The Gemara should have mentioned, something like that.
If you're Bedera Chorchoka or Tomei in the Zman HaMikdash, then you could do Malacha. Why not?
It seemed like the Gemara would mention something like that. I mean, it's big machlokas.
Your attack is saying, well, I mean, that's the tzlach point, right? That obviously there's like zero door running in time with the Mesa Mikdash, the Derech HaChoka, Tamik Derech HaChoka. Your attack isn't a good point. What would the Baal HaMor think about Tamik Derech HaChoka if you would admit there was a Xera that does not make it into the Yom? So I don't know. Either there wasn't a Xera, or, you know, maybe it was a din the carbon because the carbon is a chiv on the klal, and we're all part of the klal, so it just built us into one klal with a still din the carbon. Okay, yeshlein. Now I want to move on a little. What I want to say is, this is what I want to say that's not pashut. Everything until now I've said is pashut, right? I haven't added anything. What I want to say now is, why do the Baal HaMor and the Ramban argue whether it's a din of the yom or a din of the carbon? Why do the Baal HaMor and Ramban argue whether it's a din of the yom or a din of the carbon? Now, you could just say, and it would be okay to say, stop, that's the argument. The buck has to stop someplace. Every argument eventually has to see, that's just my shita and that's your shita. Right? Otherwise, you can't go back forever. And you know what? It would be okay to say that's just what they argue about. They argue about this longest. But I want to tie in a knot that way. I want to tie in the Ramban and the Baal HaMor l'shitasam in the first parak. There's a famous Baal HaMor in the first parak. I maybe said infamous Baal HaMor in the first parak, who argues about the following machlokas. What's the din of chametz on? What's the din of chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Achiva. They also argue about hanav, but we're gonna save that for when we get there. Achilas chametz the Erev Pesach after Chatzos. It's a machlokes tanoim. We will discuss that. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda says it's Asr Midoraisa. He says it's Asr Minatom. The Tana Rabbi Shimon says the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says there's an Isser Lav. The Tana Rabbi Shimon says there is no Isser Lav. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's three Isurei Lavim of eating chametz. One, 6 hours before Pesach. Two, on Pesach. Three, after Pesach. One and three are Lav, and two also is a Chiv Karis. Rabbi Shimon says only one Isur Lav on Pesach. There's no Isur Lav before Pesach. There's no Isur Lav after Pesach. Okay, why can't you eat chametz after Pesach? It's a knas. Fine, how many paskin is takamach locus rishonim? We'll get to it. The Baal HaMor and the Ramban argue within Rabbi Shimon. There's no Isur Lav. What does that mean? And therefore what? Right? There's no Isur Lavin, therefore what? So says the Al Hamor, and therefore it is Mutter Ba'achila, says the Ramban in the Bukhamos. Therefore, there is an Isur Aseh Midoresa. And Isur Aseh means Doresa. Right? There's an Isur Aseh. There's no Lav. Says Val Morbid, there's an Isur Aseh. Says the Ramban, there's an Isur Aseh. Says the Palomar, no, there's no Isur at all. It's perfectly fine. Go ahead and eat it. Okay, what's the Isur Aseh according to the Ramban? The Isur Aseh is Tashbisu. Tashbisu, you have to destroy your chametz. What does the Palomar say? What's his famous line? Memorable line? There, not only say it's mutter, it's a mitzvah to eat chametz in our place of ourselves. Now he admits lechatchila, you shouldn't have it then. You should have gotten rid of it the second of chatzos, right? But if you find chametz in your house by accident, erev Pesach after chatzos, it's a mitzvah to eat it. Says the Baal Mor, Eimcha hashpasa gedola mizo. Says the Ramban back to the Baal Mor, he says, you are out of your mind. I mean, he actually does say that in a few other places, very explicitly, but not here. Here he says, just there can't be anything in the Torah you have to destroy that's mutar b'achila. That's ridiculous. Yesh b'chlal hashpasa shabatora isra achila. Yesh b'chlal hashpasa shabatora isra achila. Basically, what's the Ramban saying? The Ramban is saying that if you have to destroy it, it's terrible. If it's terrible, it's usher to eat. Isra say to eat. If you have to destroy it, it's bad. If it's bad, you can't eat it. Isra say to eat. If you have to destroy it, then obviously you can't eat it. It's so bad, you have to destroy it. Said, well, you have to destroy it. Great way to destroy it. Once you eat it, it's gone. What's the yisod of this machlokas b'amor and Ramban? What are they really arguing about? Someone tell me sharply. What are they arguing about? Because I hear both kinds. It's one of these cases, like in those old Yiddish jokes, when like if one of them sat me down for 5 minutes, they would convince me. And if the other sat me down for 5 minutes, they would convince me. The Baal Mor would say, the Torah says to get rid of the chametz. Once you've eaten it, it disappeared. Isn't that the best way to get rid of it? It's a lot quicker than burning it, and you don't need matches and wood. And the Ramban would say, what are you, crazy? The Torah says you can't even own it. You have to destroy it. You think you're allowed to eat it? That's perverse. Right? So one man's efficiency is the other man's perversity. So what are they arguing about? And don't tell me Stam. Here, don't tell me Stam. They see things differently. There's got to be a reason they see things differently here. It's not like you want to say, well, the Rabbanim made it this way or that way. You know what? The Rabbanim sat down. They had to do something. Here, it's a very fundamental Doraisa question. Two different perspectives. What are they arguing about?
Is a Tashbisu an active or passive mitzvah?
I'm not convinced. If it's an active mitzvah, that's the best way to do it. So if it's a passive mitzvah, then it's still a good way to accomplish it.
If there's an Isra on the Cheftza or on the Gavra.
Boy, that's very brisk of you.
What about
the nature of Erev Pesach Acher Chatzos? A fundamental machlokes. Why? We're going to have a whole sukkah. Right? On Daf Dalet, Tehei, that the Isur start after Chatzos. Hashbisu starts after Chatzos. Achalik. Why do the Isurim start Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Two very different ways of viewing it. One way of viewing it is what the Sefer HaKino says. Why is there such a thing as Erev Pesach after Chatzos? What do we know Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Tashbisu? And, of course, Korban Pesach. Why is there such a thing as Erev Pesach after Chatzos? There's no such thing as Erev Sukkos after Chatzos. No such thing as Erev Shavuos after Chatzos. No such thing as Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Why is there such a thing? Says the Sefer Achinoch, because Isur Chametz is very chomer, because a big yisod of our religion, and therefore, HaTorah ta'asa lanu geder saviv la. The Torah makes a geder. It's a geder because Pesach is so chomer. Maybe it's just a reflection of how important Pesach is that you have to have a geder around it. And if you'd expand this, why shouldn't you eat it in the afternoon according to Rabbi Yehuda as a geder? Why would you have to destroy it before Chatzos? Maybe you have to destroy it before Chatzos because, why you have to destroy it from Chatzos? Because you shouldn't wait for the last minute and only destroy it on Pesach. You have to make sure you're ready for Pesach. Why do you shecht a Karban Pesach after Chatzos? Why not wait till Pesach to shecht? The answer is because you can only shecht during the day. It has to be prepared in advance. Why not wait till Pesach to destroy your chametz? Because you need to make sure it's destroyed in advance. Meaning one way of viewing Erev Pesach Chatzos is the Zman Hachana LePesach. Reminds us of Rashi, right? Erev Pesach Chatzos is the time the Torah told you to get ready for Pesach, right? And where Pesach is so strict, we really want to make sure everything's in order. And even if they're Isurim, they're just to like keep you far away. So there's another way to view Erev Pesach Chatzos. Erev Pesach Chatzos is, Pesach is all about Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? When did Yetzias Mitzrayim happen? It happened on Tesbov, right?
Either at midnight or the following
morning. In the morning, they left Mitzrayim. But it's not so pashut. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim really started with Shkitas Karban Pesach. When did we shecht the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim? Right? Karban Pesach is really Yudal after Chatzos. Yetzias Mitzrayim really, to a certain degree, started Yudal after Chatzos. The Meiri says this in a astrological fashion. What does the Meiri say? We Jews start the day from nightfall. But there are four possibilities. In America nowadays, they start the day from midnight. Not just America, all Western countries, right? In some places, they start the day from the morning. And the astrologers start the day from noon. And in Egypt, they were all astrologers and magicians. So their day started from noon. So really, Pesach starts at noon. Even if you don't go with the Meiri. Like, sometimes you can take the longness of a Shita without necessarily the philosophy of the Shita, or it's not necessarily to astrology, but it's true that Yetzias Mitzrayim starts at noon. Maybe Erev Pesach Achar Chatzos is part of the Yontif of Pesach. It's not the same as the nighttime. There's different parts of the Yontif. It's not the time we were freed from Mitzrayim. It's the time we started to commit ourselves to Avodas Hashem in Mitzrayim.
Sound like Rabbi Breyer.
But Rabbi Breyer is right. Right, but in a second. Maybe what I'm claiming is there are two different ways to view Erev Pesach. What I'm claiming is this. What if the law is more thick? Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a Zman Hachana L'Chag. If Erev Pesach is the time of preparing for the Chag, then what does Tashbisu mean? Get your chametz out of your house for the Chag. If I eat it, it's out of my house by the Chag. But it's not a chametz. If you're looking at it as preparing for later, eating is a great way to prepare for later. There'll be no chametz later. But if you look at it as a chag with neatzvah, as itself a chag, no, the reason we have tashbis on Erev Pesach is not to give us enough time to prepare for yontif, and as a tzeir and a geder and a siyag, don't wait for the last minute and have everything very, very careful. No, it's also a chag. It's also part of the Chag. And this part of the Chag is not Chayiv Kares for eating Chametz. It might not be a lot of a Balyarab Balyarab's own Chametz, but it's an Isra say of having Chametz. Then there are Mabi's perfect sense. If it is a Chag, then if you're not allowed to have Chametz, Kavachom, or you're not allowed to eat Chametz. If you look at it as an important day or half day in and of itself, the Ramban's right. If you can't even own Chametz, Kol Shein can eat Chametz. If you look at it as a preparatory period, Balyarab's right. If you have to make sure you're ready for later, eating it now, ain't lachash v'asa gedolim yisod. I think it's mocher, that's machlokes, to the Balamor and the Rabban. If so, then I think we can say they're lishitasa. Says the Balamor, it's not an important day in and of itself. It's not a chashav day in and of itself. It's just a preparatory period. So you know what? If Rabbanu make it zero, would they make it zero in the yom? Why would they make it in the yom if it's not an important yom? If it's not a chashav yom? Then I think this is Mestaber She'en Din B'Yom. After all, if it's not a real Yom in the first place, why would they make it into the Yom? It's not Mochrach. They can make whatever they want for technical reasons. But it's Mestaber. If the Rabbanu is sitting there, should make it into the Yom or not? say, well, if it's a real yom, let's make a din in the yom. If it's not a real yom, let's not. And for the Ramban, mistaber, that it is a din in the yom. What I'm claiming is this fundamental hakira we'll get to in a moment, and we'll just finish up. What is the nature of Erev Pesach after Chatzos? Is it part of the holiday? Just a different part? Right? Someone quoted Reb Breuer. Reb Breuer, famous a scholar of Tanakh, who liked to say that the Torah talks about two different holidays. There's Chag HaMatzos, which is 7 days starting at the Seder night. And there's Chag HaPesach, which is 12 hours starting at noontime. And at least according to the Shita, they have until midnight to eat it, it's 12 hours, right? Let's assume like that Shita. And there's a Chag HaPesach, which has to do with shechting and eating the Korban Pesach. And there's a Chag HaMatzos, which has to do with 7 days eating Matzos. But Chag HaPesach is also a Chag. And he doesn't mean that they're two separate coincidental things, obviously. They're the same basic idea. It just means they're two parts of this idea of celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean like two unrelated things, not Shavuos and Sukkos. It's just two parts. There's a part of celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim that has to do with the Korban Pesach, which has nothing to do with 7 days. And we talked at noon, and the part about eating matzah, not yet, which has to do with 7 days. And there's some, okay, so that's, I think, the Machlokas Ramban and Balamor. And I think this ties into a number of things, which we'll just briefly point out and end with. There's already Machlokas with the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Amar that, by Chodesh Arishon, by Arbasa, the Chodesh Be'arbayim, Pesach LaShem. What is Pesach LaShem? Rashi says, Shvitas Korban Sheshmo Pesach. Pesach is the name of a korban. What is Rashi denying? Why does Rashi have to say anything there? Because it sounds like it's the name of a day. After all the other things, Chag HaMatzos Lashem, Chag HaSukkos Lashem, right? Yom HaKippurim Hu, right? It says, no, the day is not called Pesach, or the afternoon is not called Pesach, only the korban is called Pesach. The Chizkuni, on the other hand, says that Erev Yom Tarishim Alay the Nigra Pesach. That day and night are called Pesach. Obviously, they're called Pesach because of the carbon Pesach. I'm going to use the carbon, but is Pesach the name of a carbon or is Pesach the name of the day? Very reminiscent of the Machlokes Balamor and Ramban here. Very parallel. No, I'm going to give a chance, please. And what I'm claiming is this is the Machlokes. Again, I don't mean because you have a certain Shana Chumash, you have to say that Lomdus. I don't mean it corresponds. You can always say, no, I say this Lomdus, but I think the word Nechomish means something different, but it corresponds. If Pesach is the name of the day, then there's a Yom. There's a Chalos in the Yom. It's a special day. If Pesach is the name of the carbon, it's a special carbon. You're bringing the special carbon for later. There's nothing special in now. It's just the time when you're preparing for the special time later. So what I'm going to claim now is that, okay, I really want to leave this. Let's see if I can leave it. That there are two different ways to understand. There are two different ways to understand Erev Pesach. Achar Chatzos, is it a Chag HaPesach? Again, I don't mean the word Chag HaPesach. I just mean a holiday of Pesach, right? Maybe Chag has a more specific meaning in Chumash. Is it Chag HaPesach, even though it's not the time of Chag HaMatzos, or is it a Zman Hachana or Harchaka L'Chag? And maybe the nafkamina is one parshanot. What is the word Pesach in Parshas Emor? Rashi says Shem Karbon. Chizkuni says Shem Hayom. Okay, again, you don't have to make too much depending on that. But I think it's not coincidence that the Baal Mordor Bama Rishi tells some of these two things. Number one, the Isser Malacha Midrabana. If it's Midrabana, says the Balamor, it's a din in the Karban, and it's not a din in the Yom. Says the Ramban, it's a din in the Yom. Well, if it's a special holiday, it makes sense to make a din in the Yom. If it is not a special holiday, then why are they making a din in the Yom? And the reason I think so is because there's two more about the Shitasa. How about Achilas Chametz Lefi Rabbi Shimon? The Baal Mor says, Mutter And the Ramban says, Aser, call Shekane, me, Chiyuv Hashmasa, Mutter, and it's a Chiyuv of Mitzvah Hashmasa. That, I think, is the most obvious Nafkamina. Let me just, before I take what no one wanted to ask, do you want to ask or suggest?
Okay. When
you
say that it's not a, the second Nafkamina, you say it's a din.
Yeah, the Xera. Okay. The Xera. Yeah, the Xera. The Xera. Okay. I think of the other nafkaminas of this as well. The other nafkamina perhaps would be, I'll mention, we can put this in. The Tamei HaMitzvos. Now, I admit that the Meiri and the Chinuch are not talking about the same mitzvah. But the Tamei HaMitzvos of why we start earlier says the Meiri, says that it is beginning of the day in Mitzrayim, is Chatzos. I think you could say simply, or no, the Yitzias Mitzrayim really started at Chatzos. Not in terms of us going free, but in terms of us dedicating ourselves to Hashem. After all, I'm not here to give Moser Shavuos. The point you see as a triumph is not to be free. The point you see as a triumph is vote Seisi Mitzalti Galti, Vilakafti Assembly La'ab, is Karban Pesach. As opposed to here, you would say, the Chinuch says Harchaka, and just Misvara, obviously you can say Hachana. Where does this really come up? Is it a Chag? Is it not a Chag? So, this comes up in two other places. How about the big famous machlokas of the Noam? If Friday is Erev Pesach, we know you only say the Noam Shalokinu Lim Masi Din Kon Masi Din Kon Neyu on Masi Shabbos if you have 6 days of Malacha. It's a tefillah to bless our Malacha. What if Friday is Erev Pesach? Is that a Yom Malacha or not a Yom Malacha? We know it's an Yisra Malacha Achratzos. But nonetheless, the Shari Tshuva brings a machlokas. He quotes from the Yavetz, who says, you don't say it. Ain't Omer, that's what Yaakov did. And he quotes from the Shin Tzadi. I'm not sure who the Shin Tzadi is. Does anyone know who the Shari Tshuva means when he quotes Shin Tzadi? But the Prima Gadim passes away also. The Prima Gadim, Shin Tzadi, I'm not sure who that is. The Prima Gadim say Omer. Why? That might have to do with what's the nature of this Isra Malacha. If it's really a Chag with a real Isra Malacha of a Din in the Yom, then it's a Yom Isra Malacha. If no, there's really nothing special at the day. Just for technical reasons, there's an Isra Malacha. Okay, for technical reasons, so you'll have time to prepare, because whatever it may be, then it would make sense to that you'd say, I know you don't work, but it's not really a day of Isra Malacha. It's a Chiddush Seid. After all, the Maisi, you're not allowed to work. Right? If it's called a Moed, even though you're allowed to do Dabra of it, you say Vinoam. We don't say Vinoam. So I think that has to do with this, but interesting, Mr. Rura Paskins, that you say Vinoam. The Luach Eretz Yisrael Paskins, the Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not Vinoam. Eretz Yisrael, I think everyone doesn't say Vinoam. In America, it's half and half, whether they follow Mr. Rura or not. The last thing I want to mention is the most obvious Nafkamina. Here's where it really blows up the Nafkamina. And with this, we'll have to end. Is Avelus. We know Yontif is Mevatel Avelus. If someone's in Shiva, Yontif is Mevatel Shiva. If someone's in Shloshim, Yontif is Mevatel Shloshim. Let's say someone's in the middle of Shloshim. What happens at Erev Pesach? The Ramah says, Chatzos is Mevatel Shloshim. The Shach says, you misunderstood. That's crazy. How can you say that? You have a Tshuvas Mari Mitz who says you get a haircut before Chatzos. No, that's just because the barbershop's closed after Chatzos, because the Issa Malach. But not that Shloshim is Batel Chatzos. Just that you have to get the haircut early, because it's your last chance. And the halacha is that when Yontif is Batel Shloshim, it's even, you're allowed to, in advance, do things you couldn't do later. So the Shach says, no, only Seisi Bevatel Shloshim. And Bittel Shloshim. By the way, the same would be true for Shiva. Bittel Avelos. Says the Ramah, give me a second. Says the Ramah. Tos is Bevatel Abemus. And says the Shach. Nope. It's not Bevatel Abemus. That is exactly the Smachlokes. The Shach says, what do you mean? I know there's a lot of special things we do here. We have an Isra Malacha for technical reasons, and in the old days you brought a carbon because you need to bring it during the day because the base makes it close at night. Carbonas at night, and I know that you have to prepare by getting rid of your chametz, and you have to do this, you have to do that. But it's not a yontif, it's not mevat al meal, it's not simcha. And the Ramah says it is. Why? So the Gro backs up the Ramah. It's not surprise. The Gro backs up the Ramah. Says nira dechashiv k'mo moed dekra chishvu b'tocha moedim. Why? Because in Emor, it's in the moedim. It says in Parshas Emor elam moed Hashem b'yom chodesh harishon arasa yom chodesh bein arba'yim pesach Hashem. He says, what do you mean? You think that just means it's when you get ready for Yontif? No, it's one of the Moedim. The Gra says explicitly it's a Moed. Says the Gra, it's a Moed. And that's what we've been saying all along, is this Gra. The Gra says in the parsha of the Moedim, it's a Moed. The Shach obviously thinks it's not a Moed. Okay, I know there are other ways to analyze this. You could say maybe, I mean, not so many other ways to analyze it, actually. So I think this, now it's not surprising, by the way, if the Shach says, and the Shach is one of the most respected poskim in Chutz Laretz, says that it's not a moed, it's not surprising that the Pirin Gadol Mishnah Berurah say, so say that he know in the previous Matzei Shabbos, because it's not a real moed. The Minhag Eretz Yisrael often follows the Gra, right? The Gra says it is a moed, not surprising. The Minhag Eretz Yisrael is, don't say that he know. What do you mean? You have half a day of moed. I know it's only half a day from Chutzos. You have a moed this week. Happy to say that he know. And I think really this is the fundamental question of Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And I'll just end with someone should raise their hand who didn't do the Torah sheet and say, hold on a second, you know what? If you're going to go so far as to say that it's a real Moed and the day is called Pesach, it's really called the day of Pesach. And that's why there are bond things that when they meet in Zer Derban, they meet in the Yom. And that's why there are bond things you can't be Chametz because the real Moed of Pesach, how can you be Chametz? And whether it's based on the eerie, funny, astrological way of starting the day, or just on a passion, common sense svara, that's when the story sees the shrine started. And in Eretz Yisrael, we don't say that he knows because we have a moed that week. And the Gra says, like the Ramah, that's the Vatal of Amos, because it's a real moed. Then just go back here and say something a lot simpler. You know why there's an Isra Malacha Chatzos? Don't say, because of Hachana. Don't say, by the way, the Rashi works well. Rashi says only Hachana, he doesn't want to make a big deal out of it. He doesn't want to make a big deal out of it, because Rashi's owner says that day is not called Pesach, only Karban. Just say, skip the minute, you know, why say that they made a zero bluff to Rabban? They need it on the Yom, because it's really an important day. Just say, you know what, they didn't make any because of the Karban. Just say that it's Aser B'Melacha, because it's a Moed. After all, what other day did the Torah not say it's also a Malacha, but we say it is because it's a Moed? Haloid! Torah says, don't do Malacha on first and seventh day, first and eighth day. But we don't do Malacha on the Moed, because it's a Moed. Midor Isa, Midor Bana, whatever it is. Say the same thing. Did anyone say that, or I just make it up? Who?
Pnei Yoshua.
Pnei Yoshua! The Pnei Yoshua just says, you know what? If it's really a Moed, maybe that's why it's also a Malacha. What I'm claiming is the Ramban is close to the Pnei Yoshua. I'm claiming the Ramban is awfully close to the Pnei Yoshua. That Midrabanan, they started with the Karban, but made on the Yom. He just says, skip the Karban. It's just because it is a, it's just because it's a Moed. And La'anias Dati, I think, that answers the Mishnah Melech's question. The Rambam, and now what? We're way over. Last thing I wanted. Says the Rambam, why is Erev Pesach more chomer than any other Erev Chag? Because it has Pesach and Chagiga. So it's Aser B'Melacha. Sounds like Yerushalmi. However, says the Rambam, helps pay a mikdash, whenever you bring a karban, it's usher in melacha, and that's a minhag. Ask the Mishnah Chastira. The Rambam says not doing melacha when you bring a karban is a minhag. So why does it say Erev Pesach as a din? Why does it say Erev Pesach as a din? And he gives a technical answer. Yeah, it's against Yerushalmi, it's fine. Rambam doesn't have passings after Yerushalmi. He says, well, if one person brings a karban, it's only a minhag after melacha. If everyone brings a karban, it's a din. But what's a simpler way to read to answer the kasha on the Rambam? That the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? If you look at the lashon of the Rambam, what's the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Yomtiv? And will this will actually end? I'm not lying anymore. Says the Rambam, he says, Chutz mi'erev Pesach achar chatzos, etc., etc. L'fisha yomar basu v'nisan enuk sha'erv yom tovim. This day is not like other erev yomtivs. Neshesh b'chagigo shchidos karban es chagigan korban Pesach. It doesn't really sound like, because you bring a Pesach as a sermon lacha. This erev yomtiv is not like other erev yomtivs, because it has a lot of special things. It really sounds like it's in the day for the Rambam. He really sounds like, at least Ramban, bordering on the Pnei Yoshua, right? The Rambam, and that answers Mr. Melech's kasha. Oh, it's only a minhag. No, bring a carbon, it's a minhag not to work. But Erev Pesach, it's not just you bring a carbon. It's because this day is not like other Erev Yomtivs. This is a special day. The Igloi Milsa that's a special day is the Karbanos. But it's really a special day. It's really a special day in and of itself. And that's really, the Rambam says, it's a special day because you bring a Pesach b'chagiga. But he doesn't say it's just you bring the Pesach. He says, that shows what a special day it is. Just bringing Korban Pesach would only be a minhag. Ask the Mishnah.
The Rambam Pesach.
The thing itself is inherently special. So I think here, you know, you can read him more, but the proof the day is special is you bring a Pesach b'chagiga. Or you can read him like the Ramban. It started out as this with the Karban, but they made it in the day because the day is so special. But the Rambam is clearly saying there's something special about this day. It's not just a tendency of a Karban. Again, he's either like the Ramban or like the Pnei Yeshua, but he clearly gives significance to this day. Okay, so we've seen two totally different perspectives on our Pesach and Ratzos. I think the nicest finish here is the Shifase Ramban on the war, which I really think is not coincidence, and I hope you agree with me about it. And the Mir Tashem, we'll have to continue in the Gemara Mir Tashem next slide.
Rebbe,
okay. If anyone has questions, of course, feel free to ask. And you know what? You'll get the last word of Mir Tashem.
Rebbe, the Rambam Paskin is like, the Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yehuda. So there's an Isser Achilas Chametz on Erev Pesach also in Yomaita. And the Ramban, I don't know, I read the Hemshech of the Ramban on the Baal HaMor that you got from Rabbi Gidel Amarav. And Baal HaMor said that in principle, the Ramban said that in principle, Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, just one, that there's an Isser Doraita of Achilas Chametz Erev Pesach. It's just why there's an Isser. But so the Maisa, the Isser, it's Chad Hamatzos already. They're already the Isserim of Pesach applied to Erev Pesach, according to the Ramban.
The one thing I would disagree with your formulation is that it's not Chag Hamatzos.
Okay,
it's but Chag Hamatzos is an Isser Chomer of Chametz, because it's the opposite of Matzah. It's Chag HaPesach. And on Chag HaPesach, there's an Isser Kal, an Isser Doraisa, an Isser Kal.
But Rabbi Yehuda didn't learn it from there. Rabbi Yehuda learned it from Lo Tochal Chametz. I mean, from the three times it says Lo Tochal Chametz.
I mean,
he learned it. The Makor, Rabbi Yehuda. Whatever it is, the three psukim. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda darshaned them one for Erev Pesach, and they're talking about Pesach itself, the pshat of the three psukim anyway.
Okay, I might have lost what you're proving with that.
I'm just proving that Dinei Pesach already, the part of the Chag is already starting. Part of the Chag, even without Rabbi Breuer.
That I'm saying for the Ramban. You want to bring a Raya for the continuation of the Ramban. I hear you're tiny. You know what? We'll get to it and we'll bring the Raya then. That's our compromise.
I mean, but the Ramban does say that Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yehuda just as to, you know, that it's Easter Doraita.
It's just saying, not a lot.
The Seder, but it has the same din.
Yeah, in a Chanami. He says it's in a Sura saying. It's part of Tashbisu. In a Chanami.
Okay. Anyway, thank you.
Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Everybody.
Rabbi.
Yes.
This wouldn't answer the Mishnah Lamela's question. But rather than saying that when the Rambam says that it's a special day because of Pesach and Chagiga, that means that the Raya is a special day, you could say that it really is a special day because of the Pesach and Chagiga. and through from what it says in Mikdash, what is it? That rather than the Ramban and the Balam Ora and everybody that understands the Yerushalmi as a technical issue that you have to be buried with the korban, it can't be, it's not the order that you walk on the day that you bring a korban. The Rambam understands that the fact that you bring a korban on that day turns it into a yom tov. And then the Rambam doesn't get into the issue of the Baruch Shem Minyan, so Minyan Echer, like the Rashford of the Rambam is just as Shayach now, just as much as it was then.
Yerushalmi also has an Igloy Milsa. That what the Yerushalmi means, according to the Rambam, is that since it's the day of a Karban, that's Igloy Milsa, that it's a special day.
No, not a Igloy Milsa. The fact that you bring a Karban turns it into a Yom Tov.
The what?
The fact that you bring a korban turns it into a yom tov. Not that you can't do malacha so you don't get distracted from the korban. The fact that you bring a korban, the fact that you're supposed to bring a korban turns it into a yom tov. Right, and therefore, also when you don't bring a korban,
turns it into a yom tov.
And it's not.
And it's not. That's, I agree. But you're still going to have to add more to explain why we hold like the Ramban as opposed to the Balamor nowadays, that we don't bring the Karban. But I think you're right. Meaning when we say it's in the Karban, we don't mean stance, you focus on the Karban necessarily. We could mean when you bring the Karban, that's a cause for celebration. When you bring the Karban, that's a cause for celebration, in which case you're bringing Karban closer to Yantif. And that's what you're saying, that's the Ramban. The Rambam means when you bring a carbon, it makes it into a yantiv. This doesn't answer the Mishnah Melech's question, does it?
Right, it doesn't answer the Mishnah Melech.
Okay, but you don't have to.
No,
I hear it. Yeah, you're right. And it's not. I hear what you're saying. I want to say the Rambam says it's a special day because, and you said, no, that's fine with the Mishnah. That doesn't have to say anything different than the Mishnah. Okay, I'm Moda, you're right about that.
I'd also say that while the Ramban explains that the reason you can't do Melecha seems to be technical. Yeah, you don't get distracted from the korban. Then you have to explain why you can't do malacha when you don't bring a korban. He doesn't have a good reason. It's just davar shebivinyan. The Rambam could say the fact that you bring a korban on that day turns it into yom tov. So every korban yafid isn't kavolo's man, so it's not the one you actually bring the korban. But then even the whole day, when you're not actually at the good korban, you can't do malacha. Korban Pesach is a special korban for kavolo's man. So even in years when you don't bring the korban, because it's your order to bring the korban, then it's still considered a yom tov.
And that's the answer to Mishnah Melech's question. That since it's kavul ozman, the day is made special by the korban, nonetheless, and that's already getting very close to what I was saying in the Rambam. Meaning, it's a special day, and the Igloy Milsa is that you bring a carbon. It's very close.
I'd say it's a special day because of the korban.
Right, it's a special day because of the korban, not because of the chai. If a Luyatsur, there was some other carbon with his man kavu, it would be the same thing.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. I still think it becomes somewhat close, but I definitely hear what you're saying. I'm Kabil.
It gives a stronger answer to Bala Ma'or. You don't have to say it's technical of Devar Shabiminyan. You could say that it's just as shayach now as it was then. It's a malacha.
Correct. Which again is getting close to the Pnei Yoshua of saying it's just a special day, but not because of the Parsha Mo'adim, because it's a day which is characterized by a carbon, even if you don't bring it. So you're saying it's characterized by a carbon, even if you don't bring it. And now, of course, it's not coincidence that has to do with being the chag, because all the chagim are also characterized by carbonos. Okay. But I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. It's a slightly different angle, and I'm a kabbal.
All right. Thank you.